He's on that new show, Murder One. I think he plays a cop or something.
I thought
like
he was a DJ. Someone told me he's working at the Mighty 690 in San Diego.
That might be Kent McCord that's doing that.
No. It was the other one. It was
Martin Milner. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I think he did a radio show in San Diego. I'm not sure. I think it was at the Mighty 690, at that station that's in Tijuana.
The one where Charlie and Harrigan work?
That's right.
There you go.
Absolutely. Here are the most popular movies from this past weekend. I'll give you the top five. Number five, a Spike Lee joint, Clockers, then Dangerous Minds, Wong Fu, Showgirls. I know I must have seen it 12, 13 times this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's number two. And the number one movie was Seven, the movie with Brad Arm.
Yep. Heard some good things about that movie.
Oh, hold on. Let's take a strip trivia call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bonnie.
Bonnie, you sound also nubile. Are you calling from the Sacramento area?
Sacramento, yes.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, how do I pick them?
My, 18.
18, and I like it.
73 and 18. Isn't that terrific?
Yep.
What a game of strip trivia this will be on Friday.
Am I old enough to play, or...
Well, as long as the local authorities don't have a problem, I think you're old enough to play.
All if
right.
they do, then the authorities will throw us right out of town.
There you go again, quoting the Maze.
I love to quote the Maze.
As you are often wont to do. Bonnie, what do you do for a living?
I go to American River College.
You don't go to high school, you go to college, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're a college student.
Yes, I am a college student.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble, Bonnie?
Madonna in her early age.
Oh, like when she was wearing black?
Mm-hmm. And all those bracelets.
That Lucky Star video?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Good.
Sorry. Any body piercing?
Nose and nipple.
Nose and nipple.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Got yourself a chain?
Nope.
Okay.
You know, whenever I hear about body piercing now, I think of Rosanna Arquette in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome to come down.
All right.
Bring your piercing.
Okay.
Any skin discolorations?
Nope.
All right, just double checking.
All right.
Hold on a second, Bonnie.
Okay.
Hold on a second. How'd you know that she had body piercing done, Mike?
It's the same thing with the cigarette smoking, Don. I've kind of lost my edge on the smokers, but I can always tell the piercers.
The reviews were bad. The NC-17 rating promised trouble, but Showgirls did respectably during its first week of release. The movie about Las Vegas strippers earned $8 million, which made it number two over the weekend, as I just told you. That is the best weekend gross ever for an NC-17 movie.
Yeah, you know, there's only one person in our little gathering who's really seen that movie.
Bobo Spiewak.
Bobo Spiewak went to see that on the weekend he got engaged.
Some Vegas showgirls, and that's the truth, some Vegas showgirls are panning the movie Showgirls. One woman says she is totally appalled and embarrassed by the movie. See, she says she hopes that people don't think that's what showgirls are really like. Another one says she didn't like all the nudity. Well,
come on.
Come on, honey. Wake up and smell the coffee.
But Daryl Nichols raves, it's an astonishing cinematic effort.
She also says, quote, we're not grinding in front of people's faces. We're wearing costumes that make us feel pretty. So we're not on the same level as strippers.
Oh, wow.
You keep telling yourself that, darling.
Okay.
Woody Allen will have to pay more than $1 million to pay for Mia Farrow's legal bills. Woody Allen was first ordered to pay the cost after Mia Farrow was granted custody of the children. In case anybody has forgotten, Woody Allen is going to bed with his daughter. I just want to say that because that's not often said.
And we had the best night of our lives together.
George Burns' dream of performing in Las Vegas on his 100th birthday has been shattered. George Burns has canceled the 5 sold-out shows that were scheduled for the week of his birthday in January.
What a shame.
His manager says George Burns is not retiring, but George Burns is not strong enough to do a one-hour show.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, hold on a second. We got another call.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk about George Burns, but let's talk about strip trivia instead. Hello.
Hello.
Cello.
How are you?
Great. Who's this, please?
My name's Leslie.
Leslie, you're from Sacramento?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Now the ladies are calling for strip trivia.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Leslie, how old are you?
I am 30.
30? Nothing wrong with that. What do you do, Leslie?
I'm a forester.
A forester?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Pardon?
A forester? What is that, some sort of park ranger?
No, I just look at trees.
Look at the bushes.
That's great. Do you see a lot of bushes during your day?
Tons.
You ever have to...
Oh, we're terrible. I tell you, we're going to that place where Kathy Lee's going.
You ever see...
You ever see an area of really overgrown bush?
No, we just trim them as quickly as possible.
You have to trim that? Have to trim that that bush?
That's correct.
All right. And then after you get done doing that, of course, you look at it and you say, nice bush.
Exactly.
Nice. Who's the celebrity, Leslie, that you think you most resemble?
I don't know if it's true, but I've been told Linda Blair many years ago.
Okay, sure. Yeah, your mother sews socks in hell. We got you.
All right.
Hold on a second, Leslie. You're more than welcome, more than willing, and we are more than welcome to accept you as a member of our Happy Strip Trivia family.
Oh, great. Thank you.
See you Friday.
Bye-bye.
Hold on a second.
it's going to be a great day in Sacramento. I'll tell you that right now.
Sure is. Oh, I got more of these stories? Yes, I do. When Tim Allen says more power, he means it, and he backed it up at Jay Leno's expense yesterday. Here's another reason why Letterman is getting his butt kicked. I tell you, being out in California works for Jay Leno.
Yep.
The two, Jay Leno and Tim Allen, faced off against each other in the NBC parking lot for something for The Tonight Show to see who could lay the most rubber.
All right.
Jay Leno spun the wheels of his Buick Grand National, and it was a drag car, and he left an 88-foot-long patch of rubber. Then Tim Allen got behind the wheel of his 1995 Saline Mustang race car, and he laid out 159 feet of rubber.
Wow. Needs new tires now.
Tim Allen says this is what happens when two regular guys who happen to love TV... Hold on. Tim Allen says this is what happens when two regular guys who happen to love cars get their own TV shows.
Cool. You know, if that is something, if I saw a promo, I'd like to see that.
Sure. Yeah. And it's something that you might have seen David Letterman do
right,
a while ago.
Yeah. We used to call him in California. Yeah.
Did you guys call him hole shots where you grew up?
No.
That's what we call him. It was a hole shot.
Hmm.
That's that was what we called laying rubber. It was we didn't say laying rubber. It's a nice hole shot.
We said that, but it was in... Never mind. It was another connotation. Right?
So we called them up in Connecticut.
The spin doctors don't like the way that Miller has been operating, Miller Beer. Spin doctors are suing the beer company, claiming a commercial for Miller Lite Ice violated copyrights by imitating their hit song, Two Princes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one man's opinion. Spin doctors should be glad that anybody's paying attention to them.
Yeah, really.
An attorney for the spin doctor says that they are suing for $25 million.
Yeah, times are lean. They got to get that money somehow.
No comment from Miller yet. And finally, this about Michael Jackson. You think lions and tigers are scary at the zoo? Try Michael Jackson. He scared two young boys at the Memphis Zoo the other day.
Sure.
7-year-old Zach Berry says he and his 3-year-old brother Eli like Michael Jackson. But when they saw him, they were scared. And mom says Eli was frightened because Michael Jackson was wearing a black surgical mask.
Sure.
Michael Jackson was enjoying the park with his wife Lisa and her children. Jackson signed autographs for the Berry kids and others near the reptile house.
Oh, gosh.
We have,
I have rhinoceros skin.
I know, Broyolo, do we still have that line?
Yes, we do.
Thanks for playing along. You know that special satellite line that we have going out to the Jackson Ranch? Let's see if we can make contact with, Michael and Lisa Marie. Is this thing... Do you hear anything yet?
They're coming in, I think.
Come on.
What are you doing? What are you doing with those boys at the zoo the other day, you freak?
I was just signing their autographs. They approached me, and I couldn't take my...
Well, did you let them watch you go to the bathroom again,
well,
you freak?
Well, they followed me in, and I just said, no,
what
no,
what kind of a man
away.
Wants a little kid to watch him go to the bathroom? Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
I can't, Lisa Marie, I can't stop them. I can't stop them. I can't stop. I can't stop taking little boys on vacation.
Milk, milk. Lemonade around the corner. Fudge is made.
Lisa Marie, can we go to Euro Disney again, please?
No. Listen, I told you the last time we were there, you were there with those boys. They're not your nephews. You're a freak.
I want to go.
You're a freak.
No, I'm not a freak. I want to go to the amusement parks, and then I want to go to the zoo.
I want you to stop touching those boys. I tell you, the only reason I'm married to you, freak, is because my daddy was the king of rock and roll.
Elvis, I met him. Shimon, where are the boys? Where are the little boys?
Listen, there's no boys here, you freak, right now.
I want the little boys. I want my friends, my little friends.
I want you to pull down your pants, and I want you to give it to me like a man right now. Come on. Come on, Michael. Make love to me now. Here I am. I'm naked. Look at me. Look at me.
We made the video.
Look at my glorious... Look at my glorious female area. Come on now. Come on. This is for you, man.
Oh, you're going to make me
shit. This is for you. Come over here.
I don't want to touch you.
Come over here.
I don't want to touch you. You're making me sick.
Hey, how come you look like G.I. Joe? How come you ain't got no private parts?
Oh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
Come here.
Oh.
Do me, you eunuch.
Oh, hello. Lost the transmission.
I tell you, though, that is the best piece of equipment we ever got, the direct pipeline to their personal conversations.
So glad we have it.
And isn't anybody going to get hip to the fact that this guy pursues the entertainment diversions of the modern five-year-old?
Yeah. And keep in mind, he was near the reptile house. Again, you write your own joke there. We got a break. Norv Turner from the Washington Redskins in the hot seat. We come right back. More show next.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Washington and Baltimore's superstation is...
Think about it.
WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Enough already. Enough. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi, we're back. We'll listen to entries of the homemade jingle contest. Oh, we got them.
All right.
We got them piling up. We'll get to those in the next hour. Your calls, a rotating random phone scan. Interview today with a man who describes himself as the world's greatest kisser.
Oh, wow.
And you remember Fran, the singing psychic, the lady that sang to us a couple of weeks ago?
That's so yucky.
She says that... She's positive that O.J. will walk, and she's written a song about that. We'll call her in a few now. Now joining us on our Don and Mike Nationwide microphones, head coach of the Washington Redskins, here is Norv Turner. Hello, Norv.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing okay. The question is, how are you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing better than people realize.
That game.
Thanks for reminding me. Nationwide, you know, we've been on the road a couple weeks, and I've had people in stadiums walk by and say, "Hey, listen to you on Don and Mike."
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
That's the power of the Don and Mike show, Norv.
Norv, listen. As always, I stand available to get your phone call. And last week, here's my thought. The end of the game against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You guys get the break at the end with a penalty. You do play action. Gus throws a little flare pass out to the right. The Coleman Bell drops the ball. You come back and you have another chance. Right away, same thing. Gus does the play action again and throws to the left. Now, I know you don't want to hear this from me, especially 3 days after the game, but that was the wrong call.
Can't you just leave him alone?
And, no, listen, here's...
Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're right up front about it, and you come out and tell me what you think. A lot of guys would wait till I hang up and then mention that was the wrong call.
Well, no. Here's the only thing. It was a good call. Why would you use play action twice in a row when it was apparent that you didn't... But because of the time constraints on the clock, because there was only like 9 seconds left... Everybody knew you couldn't do a running play because if you did a running play and you didn't make it, you wouldn't have time to set up again. Everybody knew it would be a pass. So I guess my question is, why waste the time with a play with a play action?
Well, I understand the question, and really, the first play when you can, and I'm going to help you out. That wasn't Coleman Bell. That was Cedric Smith who dropped the first one.
That's exactly what I said.
Because not to correct you, just because Coleman is a little sensitive, and he might have a problem with being accused of dropping that ball.
My apologies.
You know, the first one, I understand the questioning, the play action, but when you get a guy that open. It really, obviously, it doesn't matter what you did. The guy was open, and you got an opportunity to catch the football and get within two. The reason we came right back with it, again, you get into that deal down there, the play action actually doesn't take any more time. It's great protection, and they had not covered the third option, the tight end coming underneath who actually was open again the second time we ran it. And a lot of times that happens. A team has a problem with a particular play. Mm-hmm. They will always have that problem, and you can analyze and say, well, they would have known you're not running. They know. Their defense has a trouble covering that third tight end out. We just didn't give them the ball.
So, in other words, you would run that play again over and over until they prove to you that they can defend it.
Yeah, and that's there's a fine line there as to, you know, making them prove they can defend it. But obviously if the ball had been incomplete and there would have been 2 seconds left on the clock, I believe we would have run the ball on third down. At that point, it is do or die. We took 2 shots at it with a pass. You're actually on the half-yard line. Now, hey, can you run it in and get it in? I think that's what we would have done.
You know, that's about as hot as it gets during a football game. I have heard talk around town. People are saying, well, perhaps Tampa Bay handled the heat a little bit better. What do you think of that comment, and is there anything in hindsight that maybe the team could have done to prepare for that overwhelming heat a little bit better?
I don't know what you can do. You know, there's some of the experts, so-called experts, doctors, that type of thing, that tell you you're better off coming into it like we were, having practice in a little bit of a cooler temperature, and you're not as dehydrated going into the game as Tampa was, having been practicing in that weather all week. There's different theories on that. Tampa actually had 12 players after the game that needed IVs to replenish their fluids, that were cramping, had stomach cramps, that type of thing. So I don't think either team is going to ever handle that situation that well. We talked to the Tampa trainer after the game. They said it was the hottest game he'd had there since he'd been there, and that was 9 years.
Have you ever seen it that bad? Have you ever seen
that? That was the hottest game I've ever been involved with.
Wow.
A week ago when Chicago played there, they had a 4 o'clock kickoff. We had talked to the Chicago people during the week before the game, and they actually said, they told us, they forewarned us, said, hey, it was miserable, and it was actually about 10 degrees cooler at 4 o'clock when they played there the week before.
I can't tell you how many nights Mike and I leave the studio. We need IVs also. We're totally dehydrated, throwing up after the show.
It's terrible. It's really not pretty to see at all.
I thought I saw a picture of you two behind the mic with IVs in your arms.
All right, here's another question for you about the officiating. You know, the Redskins have royally gotten screwed in the last two games. I won't even ask you about that. Let me ask you, did you see what happened in Pittsburgh?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it, and I heard Bill Cowher's comments, and we obviously, the entire league spent a lot of time talking about officiating last year, and, you know, I obviously can sympathize with Bill Cowher's comments.
Listen to this situation in Pittsburgh. Now, the Redskins have been screwed 2 weeks in a row with the officials, but this is almost worse. It's the point early in the game with Pittsburgh and Minnesota. It's like 9-6. It's a close game, something like that. Minnesota lines up for a field goal. They miss the field goal. The officials call a penalty. They say, wait, Steelers had 12 men on the field. Come out and re-kick the field goal. They're lining up to re-kick the field goal, and you see the guys on TV with the instant replay going, let's count the players. Well, they do the X thing with the John Madden thing, and they count 11 players. Then Bill Cowher, who's the coach of the Steelers, gets the photo sent down from the press box. You know, they take pictures of every formation.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the picture in his hand of the previous play with 11 players. He's running after the official, and he's going, look at this! Look at this! It's 11, not 12, it's 11. He takes the paper, and he calls the ref over, and he physically shoves it in the breast pocket of his coat, of his jacket, as if to say, here, listen to this, you idiot. So I guess what I want to know is Norv, how long are you guys being the coaches, collectively going to take the missed calls from the officials, right?
I mean, you have shoe salesmen out there making the calls on the weekend. Will it ever get to a point where we're going to get these guys, this is their full-time gig?
Well, I don't know that you're ever going to get that done, and honestly, it's crazy to say, for the most part, if there's 120 plays in our games, I think 115 of them are officiated properly. And that's the only reason a week ago, and again this week, I would say, hey, instant replay will take care of 11 men on the field. If you can't count to 11, we can put an instant replay guy in the booth, and he can. He will help you. The same thing on a couple of the spots, a couple of the calls we've had. An instant replay, and the argument is, well, there's only been 15 that would have been overturned. Well, those 15 are the ones that ultimately decide football games.
Right.
And if you can turn, if only 10 of them decide possession of the ball, decide scoring or not scoring, there aren't that many points scored in football games where one touchdown being overturned or given to the other team isn't going to make a great deal of difference.
You know, that is the hottest game that was played in Tampa Bay. Somebody just gave me the Tampa Bay media guide. That is the hottest previous game had been 96 degrees against the Rams in 1986. So listen, all the stuff about the play calling and everything aside, you guys got an effort out of the guys that was great. I want to tell you something. I like you, Norv. I like you on the sidelines. I like your demeanor on the sidelines.
That's right.
You just need for the breaks to catch up with the Redskins, because the team's better than 1-3.
That'll happen. We need to make our own breaks, and I think we've gotten better each of the last 3 weeks. I think we've had more continuity on offense. We had breakdowns inside the 30. They kept us from getting touchdowns. We're actually playing in the Raider game and the Tampa game. We played good enough defense to win. We just have to put an entire game together.
It's good to see that Detroit upset of San Francisco, too. That must give the guys a little motivation going into the big game against Dallas, right?
Yeah, I think everything like that helps. The one positive thing with our football team, we've got a lot of guys who've been in successful organizations, been on successful teams. Guys who've been, were here in 91 on Super Bowl teams, and a lot of guys that we brought in have been on winning teams. And I think they have a good understanding of it. It doesn't happen overnight, and there's a lot of work involved. We'll get ready for Dallas.
You know, you need a guy in your coaching staff, a guy, Norv, if I can be so honest with you, a guy who's got the foresight to see the big games, a guy who, for instance, had the guts to pick Detroit in that game last night. A guy who, incidentally, when
my partner's asking for a job,
when he's not in the stadium.
Who picked Detroit?
Don picked Detroit.
Sure did.
That's impressive.
Thank you, Norv.
That is impressive.
I am always a phone call away, pal. I'm always there to help you. All right, are you ready now?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the pop culture quiz?
I love this part of the show.
Once again, because I do genuinely like you, I'm giving you an easy question, Norv. It was the number 2 movie this past weekend with a rating of NC-17. Name this movie.
Well, yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, you're giving me such a break. You do like me. We start winning, you can make the questions a little tougher.
So what's the answer, Norv?
Well,
what's the movie?
I'll tell you the honest truth. I wanted to go see it Friday night, and my wife picked out something else. So Showgirls.
Yeah. And the answers get better every week, too. That's great.
Listen, good luck, for goodness sakes. You deserve to win. You're out there busting your butt, trying to get the best out of the guys. Dallas Cowboys this week, you know all their secrets. You know all their trick plays. Let's beat them, huh?
Yeah, really. And I just got one question before we go off.
Yes.
Now, what do you want to do? Fourth and goal on the one this week. A little advance.
There you go. See, he's quizzing you. This is your chance. You're auditioning for the football coach of the week.
Fourth and goal. Here's. All right, let me think about this now. You give me a second now.
Statue of Liberty play. Statue of Liberty play.
I'll play with you later in the week.
Thank you, Norv.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he is, right? Coach Norv Turner.
Oh, he's fun to talk to, I tell you that.
He's coming out of his shell, huh?
Yeah.
You see, you don't ever hear an NFL coach in this kind of context.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't hear him get off the high horse. He's a normal average guy.
He's a normal average guy, and I'll tell you why I respect Norv Turner, because the pressure that these guys are under, I mean, is unbelievable, and it's fun to talk to him every week.
And I'm just kidding him about the play selection. What do I know? Right. But, you know, he's a good sport to come on and take that. You know who doesn't like him, though? Well, we asked Sonny Jurgensen what he thinks of Norv Turner, and he said...
I don't like him.
Norv Turner, sponsored by Miller Lite. Damn, that's a tasty beer. We will be...
I don't like him.
I know, right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing? Huh? 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 It's Don and Mike.
Here we go, and Hootie and the Blowfish in the background. Here we go. We're almost halfway through the show, for goodness sakes, and we still have so much stuff to get to.
We have a full plate.
Phone scan coming up in the next hour. Yes, as always, we stand ready to believe you. We'll interview the world's greatest kisser,
mwah,
Fran, the singing psychic. And ladies, it's time to start your engines with another exciting edition of Bitch, Bitch, Bitch.
Oh, I can't wait.
Coming up in a few, and our phones remain open for Strip Trivia.
Come on, ladies.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game. Full frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia by name.
Strip trivia.
Strip trivia. With Don and Mike. And a room full of exhibitionists.
That is, incidentally, that ditty done by Michael Scott. That was an entry in last year's homemade jingle contest.
One of the best we've ever gotten.
I think we have 4 women already confirmed for the Friday edition of California-style strip trivia. Ages ranging from, I love saying this, 18
73.
It's a game for all ages.
And we are ready to believe you ladies need at least two, maybe three more ladies before we open up the phones for the guys at 1-800-636-1067. While you're calling to register for Friday's Strip Trivia, let's listen to some entries in the homemade jingle contest.
Good.
Yeah. Because they are starting to pile up.
All right.
And that, as I mentioned, that song Strip Trivia we just played, that was from last year's contest.
Yeah, a great one. And we, you know, every year we seem to get better and better jingles.
And even if you don't win the contest, and there's only one winner for $1,000 every year, rest assured that we do keep the jingles. We have them all in the back of the studio in a big rack, and we play them whenever we can, because a homemade jingle is better than a store-bought jingle any day, just like a cookie.
Tastes much better.
Here we go. Next entry from Sacramento, California. Oh, Buzz, the address for anybody that wants to join this game.
Send your entries to The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
One more time, please.
That's The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Here's an entry from Jesse Wolf from Sacramento. His entry of the fourth annual Don and Mike Homemade Jingle Contest.
Oh, we at the Shine Building love radio. When we do experiments in Sacramento, Don and Mike show. Thank God they've toned down the role of Robbie. Dennis is cool, Elton John is gay. Don and Mike show. On Hogan's Heroes, we like that guy Carter. Us guys are smart, but these guys are smarter. Don and Mike. A song with the hypothesis. Strip trivia's on. I have to undress. Don and Mike show.
Avant-garde.
Okay,
yeah. There you go. Avant-garde.
Right.
Love it.
One man's avant-garde, another man's trash. Right? Thank you for the entry, Jesse. Here's another one now. Dear Don and Mike, here is my manic letter. As you can see, the letters sound like a
wow.
Kidnapping ransom letter.
Oh, dear.
Where you cut out letters from newspaper ads.
Ooh, that's evil.
Says, Ken Stevens is a dead man. Now for the kinder, gentler part. The letter and song represent how close we are to world peace, while at the same time demonstrating the power of Colby cheese. This is from Josh Caress from Sawyer, Michigan.
Mike. How you doing?
Welcome to heaven.
What? You know, you do more adjusting. You do more adjusting of that audio console during this time. It is so funny when you're trying to help these jingles.
I am.
By utilizing every bit of audio processing we have available.
But it's not helping.
Yeah, that one, you can't hear him.
Harold James.
See, we promise to listen to each entry that comes in. This,
no matter how difficult.
This is always the toughest part of doing this contest.
There seems to be an inordinate amount of them that where you can't hear the vocals.
Something about us.
Hello?
What is this?
Salutations. This is Lonnie King. Today we become the last show on the face of the planet to interview you.
I can't hear anything he's saying.
We will discuss suspenders and their important contribution to society. What's this? What are you doing here? This is my fault.
All right, how long is this, Charlie? Bam, bam.
251.
It's 251. Okay, wow. We've heard enough of it.
I'm waiting until he gets the gimp out of the basket.
Josh Caress from Sawyer, Michigan.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
I don't like him.
Okay, Sonny. I'm with you. Here's the next entry. This comes from Brett Hartshorn. From Stockton, California. There are two of them here, Bam Bam?
Yes, there are.
All right, here's his first entry in the fourth annual homemade jingle contest. Nowhere to go but up now.
Oh, man. That's a power of the devil. They make him suffer. Exactly.
it's more of the same.
Let me get somebody off the phone. Let me make sure it's not just our equipment here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I was watching a rerun of Andy Griffith today, and it must have been one of the early ones, and the original Floyd wasn't the same Floyd that we know and love.
Hey, listen. Are you listening to the show right now?
No.
Oh, all right, I need somebody who's listening to the show right now.
You mean the first Floyd was a different guy than the guy with the mustache?
Yeah, he was an old guy with glasses, but round wire-rimmed glasses, and couldn't see and was forgetful.
Are you sure?
It was a real young Andy Griffith, so it must have been one, you know, with the Chicago Superstation.
Maybe it was a pilot that you saw. Maybe that was like the first episode ever of Andy and Mary.
It could be. You know, they run all the reruns now, but I knew you guys loved Floyd, as we all do. Mm. So the good Floyd, this guy was awful.
Secret Handshake Club. They had the Secret Handshake Club in that episode?
No, they just were giving Barney a community haircut, they called it.
Community haircut.
Oh, the all-over community haircut.
Oh, yeah. I like to give Barney a trim, you know.
A body shape.
Oh, come here, Barney.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you need to turn down the bass a little bit.
All right, listen, see, here's the question. Are those intelligible? Can you understand? I can't turn down the bass. I don't have a button to just turn down the bass on these.
Yeah, it sounds like crap.
Yeah.
So you couldn't understand them either?
Not a word.
Okay. All right. Let me just check with one more call.
Somewhat of a relief.
Too echoey. Too far off mic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Is this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Check this out. I got to hear Friday's. I'm in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I want to hook up with someone who has a tape of Friday's show by any chance.
Why?
So I can hear it. I love Mike Jerry Jones. I got to hear it.
You want a tape of that?
Yeah.
And Mike? Don't you sell tapes?
Yeah, I sell tapes. And I'm looking at Charles Broyhill standing in back of you now.
He appears to be bitter. Charlie is bitter.
Is everybody listening to the show today? Hello?
Hello.
See, what happens is, let me explain. Broyhill is standing right behind me right now as we do the segment with the tapes. And being as he's in that advantageous position, I just really cut the cheese.
It blew over here, too.
And he's gotten out the citrus spray. That is what's happened.
That's a miracle. That is a miracle product. I don't mind telling you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, this is Jesse in Sacramento.
You know, smells like that new car smell to me, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just played my tape.
Oh,
that was the avant-garde. What does avant-garde mean?
Avant-garde means
different, better,
cutting edge. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt when I said that, sir.
Well, it didn't really play. You know, we made a pretty good copy of it, and that just didn't sound very good as far as the copy.
Oh, so it's our fault.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's your fault. My brother and I worked on that for a couple of days, and, you know, the basement of the science building, it's really great acoustics down there.
Which one was it? I'm going to re-listen to it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Everything's a struggle.
I would have given anything to have that last call replaced by a call from Sacramento for strip trivia.
Oh, we at the Science Building love radio.
We at the Science Building love radio,
right?
When we do experiments in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Where's that guy?
This one was fine.
Yeah, we didn't say anything about yours not being able to understand it.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, we wanted to make sure everything was copacetic.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, yours was, as I said, avant-garde.
Okay, we'll see you on Friday.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye now. And good luck to you.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Brian Gumbel.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I am.
Yes.
Oh, I'm calling to tell you I can hear it and it does sound like crap.
Okay, good.
And not that last guy, not the guy that was calling, the one after that.
No.
Right, the first one that we played, you could understand, but the rest you couldn't, right?
No, I couldn't understand any of it.
You couldn't even understand the one that Mike said was avant-garde?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, dear me.
All right, thank you.
I don't like him.
All right, Sonny. All right, thank you. All right, goodbye.
Sonny doesn't like anybody today.
All right, let's go to this one then, Charlie. Let's go to another entry from Valley Springs, California. Mark Greer. Here's his entry. Dear Don and Mike, me and my wife, Edie, just put this together for you guys.
Is his name Steve?
No, it's Mark. Hope you like it, and if you don't, then lie. Thanks, Mark and Edie, the Greers. Okay, here's their entry in the homemade jingle contest. I say, here's their entry.
Something funny on your radio,
Don and Mike.
Every day it's a different show,
Don and Mike.
They follow you wherever you go,
Don and Mike.
The syndicated, don't you know,
Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
I understand this one.
Well, man, we spend lots of time together, Don and Mike.
I'm looking for any excuse to interrupt this right now. Buzz Burbank with an OJ update.
Yeah, Judge Ito just interrupted Marcia Clark's closing argument because he was upset about the camera angles being used by the court TV cameras. So Judge Ito had...
Buzz already fond of these guys because they're from Wichita.
Yeah.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if I lose my mind. I got no place else to go. Listen to the Don and Mike show. Buzz Burbank is for damn new. When Sherry talks, I lose my blue. It's the most fun on the radio. I love listening to the Don and Mike show.
Is it just
I? All right.
Is it just
do
me?
Are we having a problem with our audio system?
I don't think we are. I think the equipment is okay.
Or am I going deaf? So you can't hear it either.
No, I understood that.
I can make out bits and pieces, but it sounds muddy though.
And it sounded muddy last year when he gave us that jingle, but you could understand every single word.
You go to the phones again.
It sounded, and you know that guy that called in the audience and said that it was bassy, very bassy.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Did that sound bassy to you? Could you understand that?
Quite a bit
bassy?
Yeah, like indistinguishable.
A little bit too much.
Right, my name's Jerry. I'm the gentleman that sent you the air freshener.
Jerry. Oh. Hi, Jerry.
As a matter of fact, just a split second ago, Charles Broyhill was using that again.
I wanted to thank you for the gracious plug.
Hey, I didn't fart again.
He was just spraying it behind it just now.
I didn't get him off.
No, I didn't. I did not fart.
Maybe it's in the chair.
Mike, in regards to the Colonel.
The Colonel?
I'll be sending you a couple bottles of the air freshener. I would suggest taking one home for Colonel Clink.
No, that's Don that has Colonel Clink. I have Oscar.
Oh, okay.
The Colonel. I thought he was... Wasn't that your old father-in-law? The name for your father-in-law?
Yes, okay. That's a long time ago.
Okay.
That's a very long... No, we'll send a bunch of those cans.
Yeah, and I'm the guy that's got the dog Colonel Clink. Yeah, and you know that stuff would be great at home for the dogs.
Oh, yeah, we love that. Everybody on the show loves that product.
I'll tell you, when I send you the product, I'll also send you some literature on a couple other products that we have that could come in real handy. I'm in the pet business.
Beautiful, yeah.
That's great.
Well, what's the name of your product again there, Jerry?
The name of the product the name of the company is Xavier & Company, and we distribute all-natural citrus products.
Gotcha, yeah. Beautiful.
And
let me say this. Masks the smell of a fart real good.
It masks the smell of anything. Any serious biological odor.
Well, any kind of defecation by the
carpet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I can understand this all fine.
You can understand it fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bassy, but I can hear what they were saying.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, here in Sacramento, it sounds fine. Maybe... They could emphasis a...
All right, let's go back and listen to it.
It's okay when he gets to that certain part, and then it's like, come and listen.
Okay, let's dive back into it. Hey, isn't there like a hum?
Yeah.
Isn't there like an electrical hum I'm hearing or something? We don't have an equalizer? Huh? Don't we have an equalizer here?
Oh, stop it, Buzz.
Darling, you know you done gave me the shock pitch.
I can hear that. There we go.
Ooh, I don't care if my tires go flat. Sitting in the middle of the railroad track. I got no place else to go. Listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, radio gods, I really dig your sense of humor.
Dig your sense of humor. Okay, I'm with him.
Sometimes I laugh so hard I think I'm gonna get a tumor. I think it's a humor. But what can I say? You know, you cats aren't just too much fun. Oh, yeah.
Just the music.
music is a little too loud.
They all sound far away. They all sound like they recorded it with a mic across the room.
God, I got some stomach cramps.
Are you okay?
Stomach cramps.
Is that what...
Is it viral?
Should we take a break?
Did you eat an apple before the show?
Man.
Do you want some Pepto-Bismol? I have Pepto-Bismol and Tums.
I have found that the best way to have anything is just let it work its way through your body.
And aren't we all happy about that?
No matter who dies in the process.
Okay,
yeah. All right, way to go, guys. Good job. And really, I think it might be something with our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because every... you're looking at me.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, my God. Poor Charles. Charles is working in close proximity to you today.
Man. If you get a lighter... I can do that scene in Dumb and Dumber. I can do that scene today.
Just remember, that's a dream scene. Even in Dumb and Dumber, that is a dream scene.
I'm afraid you're going to do the other scene.
Follow me into the bathroom, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
It may happen. There's the entries. Buzz Burbank in your cubic, in your room, in your sealed room, your cube. Tell me the address.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God, my own stench is bothering me.
Oh, 10800 Main Street.
Please don't wave that paper.
Oh. Fairfax, Virginia, 22.
One more time, please, Buzz.
That's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
It's fine over here, Don.
A quick break. We'll come right back with your calls on a rotating random phone scan.
Nothing citrus.
You got to call right now, though, because we only got that much time to take calls. 1-800-636-1067.
Just that much time before you have to have stomach surgery.
Your call's coming up next.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
Marcellus.
WJFK. It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for phone calls now. The world famous rotating random telephone scan. As always, we stand ready to believe ye. Get on the line to get on the air at 1-800-636-1067. Let's start in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, love your show, man.
Thank you, man.
Hadn't talked to you for the first time, but I was a long-time listener.
Good, thanks.
You can call me Scooter. That's my nickname.
Scooter? Scutter or Scooter?
Just call me Scooter.
Scooter Gump.
I love Rob A.
Sure you do.
And he loves you right back real good.
I've talked to Rob A before.
I know
you. Come to Mobile, man.
What?
Come to Mobile, man. We want you to come down here.
Okay, I'll be there this weekend.
Now, you'll be in Sacramento, but we want you down here.
I'd like to urge anyone traveling to Mobile that when you get out the out the door of the airport, you say, "Where's Scooter?"
They already do, man.
I think you'll find every guy in Mobile's named Scooter, Mike.
No, I'm the only one, but we want you to come here.
I'm telling you, I'll be there this weekend, Scooter.
Have a good time, man.
Okay.
Don, that was Scooter calling.
Don, I'm going to Scooter's place this weekend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Don. How you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Good, good. I was just wondering, how's that new Star Trek uniform fitting of yours?
That new uniform, I'm going to bring it to California. You'll be able to see.
All right.
You will be able to see. I think I will be able to get it on this trip.
All right. Sounds good, Don.
I mean, get the uniform on, I mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get it on, baby. Get it on. Woo! Got to get it on, man! Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, Don.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Yes, hi.
I got a suggestion for the end of yourself.
Is this an idea, man?
Huh?
Idea, man? I didn't fart again. Is that what you're implying?
By my look, you mean?
Yes.
By the look that I gave you, by the wide-eyed look?
Yeah,
like I'm seeing a train coming straight at
nothing me. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Okay.
Really, nothing happened.
Okay.
Unless I've lost all control, and now I can't even tell when I'm farting.
It is really. I want to make it very clear to you. This is not in any way very bad. It's just there's an occasional foreign odor that comes through here.
Drifts.
And I kind of think that it might be the wave of something big, and then it dissipates.
I have it. Nothing's happened.
So everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah,
absolutely. This is an idea, man.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good
Hey, Don, why won't you tell the truth about Fred and Bart being really obese?
Is this the same guy that called yesterday?
Didn't you call yesterday, sir?
No, but yeah. I saw them in the supermarket, and it really looked like that.
You did not. My wife is beautiful, and my kid is great looking.
And I've seen his wife and son many times. They are not anywhere near obese.
I also heard Bart is LD.
Man, let me tell you something, brother. Don't do that.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Mike's not no retard. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, that was kind of an unbridled response. I know what LD means.
I just figured it out. I didn't know what it meant.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to ask y'all about all my children today. Did you get to see it?
You'll kick your ass at an intelligence quiz, my friend. If you got the balls to call back.
You don't. I bet you don't have the balls to call back.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. What? Mobile, hey. Alabama? Is that where you're calling from?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I was watching all my children today, and
yes,
right
ma'am.
When Haley saw them in bed, OJ preempted. Did you get to see what happened?
No. They cut off here also, and, I'm glad that you brought this up. She caught... Hello?
That was mother-in-law. We won't get that.
Haley caught her mother in bed with her husband?
Yeah, he was pouring alcohol down her throat as well, and Haley looked like she was going to barf, and she had Mateo with her. And then they preempted right then.
Why are you getting so many phone calls?
I work at home.
I got you.
Okay. I'll just blow that off.
And hard.
Okay. No, you know what? When it was cut off in Mobile, it was cut off here, too.
Well, they said today that there's not going to be any more TV coverage, so we should be able to watch it from now on.
We are well. That call waiting is driving me crazy. And about the OJ coverage, here's a question, Buzz.
Okay.
How come, with all the stuff and all the mistakes that have gone on, how come now, when it's over, now the most important part that should be on television... How come now Ito decides to make a fist?
I don't know. It's like he flipped out, and really, again, for no particular reason. We couldn't see what OJ was writing, but that's why the judge says he cut off coverage.
Isn't it pretty clear?
It does seem like an odd time. If they were going to cut it off, they should have cut it off long ago.
Isn't it pretty clear he's done a bad job? I mean, he really just hasn't had it together.
I think we tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, it does look like he's...
Let the lawyers go on as long as they wanted to go on, and then when it comes to... You know, he knows the entire nation is watching this trial.
Sure. He's Ito, man. He's Super Ito. He's just exercising his power.
Yes, at the wrong time.
I turn off all the TVs right now. You watch me.
I hope all his hourglasses break.
The best part of what we heard today with Marcia Clark, the best part was when she was talking about Mark Furman.
I think it was the right way to go.
And it was right out of the chute. She says, listen, we think OJ's guilty. Let's talk about one of the witnesses that the defense is going to bring up. She said, and this is a quote, she said, is he a racist?
Yes.
Right. Is he the most racist cop on the LAPD?
Yes.
Do we wish that he wasn't involved in this case?
Yes.
And then she says, do we wish that he was on another planet?
Yes. And I thought that was great. Now, I think that's the way that she should have played that. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sacramento, California. Car phone.
Hey, Don. This
yes.
is John. Hey,
hi, John.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I heard you were going to get a Harley, but I never heard whether you got it or not.
That Harley, to be honest with you, is in limbo right now.
Is it really? Why?
Because I'm married to the most beautiful woman in the world.
You mean the Harley deal is in question now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you,
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Was the Harley deal ever going to be a reality?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was put to me in very simple terms, though. That if I did, in fact, get receipt of the motorcycle and did want to buy the motorcycle, that I would be living on the motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And I'm serious. It was put to me in no such really? Uncertain terms.
No,
what kind was it?
Kind my wife wouldn't want me to have. I know, it was the M something.
Yeah. Was it a soft tail or?
The MF?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, Mike. It was the BMF. It was the GDBMF.
Man, you just keep throwing letters at this guy. He's going to keep laughing.
Hello. John and Mike show, Sioux City. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing great.
Hey, this is Jim. I have
See, actually, here's the only thing that will keep the motorcycle thing alive. The thing that will keep the motorcycle thing alive is that I did make... a rather large down payment,
right,
on the motorcycle, which the motorcycle guy doesn't want to give back.
Aha.
So because of that, because my wife is inherently cheap,
sure,
we may get the motorcycle anyway because the money is pissed away now.
And, you know, you want to show something for it.
Right.
Right.
Although she has said to me repeatedly, if you really insist on getting the motorcycle, you're serious, then you can just move out.
Wow.
Yeah. After all the crap we've been through, that's what it comes down to.
And then you'll be like roving biker man.
Yeah.
Man.
With just me and the incredible Technicolor stuff that's coming out of my butt tonight. Hello?
Yeah, I just have one question. I've been a listener for a couple months now. I love you guys. You're a great show.
Thank you.
I just have one question. What does vish ass mean?
Beatrice Arthur's got it.
Vicious.
Okay.
The vish is for vicious. It's a vicious ass, and it's usually used, hey, this will get you, in a sarcastic way.
You got it?
So when you say Beatrice Arthur has the vish ass.
Ooh. Ooh, doggies.
No, yes. Hey, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Two guys in a row enjoying themselves.
Goodbye. Hello, Sacramento, California.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, guys. And I know you're in the phone scan. You like to talk to IQs about 2 points higher than Bean Dip. But basically, I just want to say thank you for all the years of great, great, great entertainment.
Oh, thanks.
And I just want to wonder, and I hope that somebody's kind of recording these moments, because you guys are going to be the icon to the 90s.
What?
The way that Wolfgang was the icon of the 50s. I hope you're recording these moments.
Wolfgang who?
Wolfman.
Nobody ever called him Wolfgang.
Well, whatever.
No, not whatever.
I wasn't around in the 50s, but the one thing I do know for sure is that whatever.
Are you saying that we're like Wolfman Jack? If you are, that's an insult. That means we'll be bloated and sweaty and dead.
I beg.
And banging on a phone booth on a phone book at Planet Hollywood doing a radio show that nobody can hear.
What's your first name, sir?
My name is Rick.
Rick, good luck to you.
he's all swarthy and everything. A Wolfman Jack. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hey, speaking of swarthy, you know, Gloria Estefan killed some guy. Or I guess it was an accident.
No, and no.
He ran into her.
It was an accident, yeah, but still.
Jet ski.
Her husband, Emilio Estevez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was piloting Estefan. Their boat in an accident. Yeah. It was an accident that happened.
Yeah. That's what they say. Here. Hello.
Two things.
Yeah.
This is why Judge Ito waited until now to cut off television coverage.
Why?
It's closing arguments now, and they don't get to see or hear from him anymore. He just sits there and shuts up, and he wants to be on television. So he's not going to be on anymore. They just cut it off.
Okay, next point, Einstein.
Next point. Yesterday, a guy called in about Helen Hunt being naked in Trancers. Mm-hmm. I rented it. She's not. And I'm pretty pissed.
Man, I tell you, there's a speed bump in the information highway.
Hello, oh, yeah. Indiana?
Yes, Bill.
What are you listening on, a Chicago station?
You got it.
Gotcha. Hello.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I got transferred. My territory is up in north western Indiana, and now I'm selling more. It's amazing.
Selling more? What do you sell?
Medical supplies.
Oh, man, that's lucrative, that medical supply.
Oh, it's great. See, I was making all this money, and then you guys left Indianapolis, and my sales went in funk because I wouldn't leave the house because I couldn't listen to you guys.
Oh, gotcha. So now you can hear the show again, and your sales are up again.
Yeah, because I'm out. I have to drive up to my territory to listen to you guys, so I'm out making sales and making money. And
beautiful. Much appreciated.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You guys going to get down to Indianapolis?
You know, to be honest with you, we are working. We have been in negotiations with this station, what is the big station in Indianapolis?
WIBC.
WIBC.
Well, it's up our
house. That's them. We have been in negotiations with them for a while.
Right.
But the problem is they wanted the show originally to run a tape delay at night, and we said yes because we were so anxious to get back in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a meeting with the guy that owns the company, and he said, listen, no more tape delay. Any show that you guys are on, it's got to be live.
All right.
So if the stations don't take us live, we don't take any other stations.
That's it.
Because I could hear you if you guys were in there all the time, and I'd make more money.
Well, I'd love that, sir. We're working on it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi. I've got some information on this Helen Hunt frontal nudity thing.
All right.
I understand clearly that she's has a full frontal nudity scene in a movie called Water Dance with Eric Stoltz.
Okay, thank you. We'll look at it in the basement of the science building.
Water dance. Look at that. Full frontal nudity.
Wow. Helen Hunt. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Don, please.
You're speaking to me.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I'm 22, and what's up with the market, like the college students?
What? What do you mean, what's up with the market with college students?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Explain yourself.
For being a college student, that is a very poorly structured sentence.
Well, I mean,
try to explain.
I think
yourself.
That you should just market for like college students and stuff.
We don't do any marketing on this show.
Well, I mean, I've tried to pass the word all to people my age.
Is the question you're asking whether we should target our show more for college students? Because college students love this show, right?
Right.
So do older people.
I mean, I think there should be some kind of advertising campaign or something. Because I try to spread the word, but I mean,
good.
I can only go so far.
Listen, how many times have I said this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from near Chico.
You want to spread the word?
Yeah, I do.
What you do is shave all your body hair off, you get up on top of a building, you get yourself a gun, and you say you're not getting down until we're on 200 stations around the country.
I know. You should be on more stations.
How many
times? 43. Is that what
you
want to do?
You want
to
spread the word. That's
right.
How you do it.
You don't have to fire the gun. Just hold it.
Just hold it
like you mean business.
Don't even have to be a real gun. It could be a toy gun.
Sure, like a water pistol.
Really?
Just stay up there and go, America, 200 stations.
That's it. That's how you do it. If you really wanted to help us, you'd do it, my friend.
You guys are the coolest thing since sliced bread, man.
Okay, dude.
Hey, what was the 60s like?
I'm only 37.
I take that as a compliment, though, that he thinks that we are children of the 60s.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Buzz, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. Jeff from Sacramento. I got a question for you.
Yes, buddy.
I'm going to be traveling to Omaha. Are you guys on in Omaha?
No.
How about in Abingdon, Virginia?
No.
Not in Abingdon?
Where's Abingdon?
It's on the other side of the state from you.
You want us to be on in Omaha? Get yourself a toy gun. Get up on top of a book depository, for goodness sakes.
Stand up there, top of the building, arms outstretched.
Hey, Mary, do anything! Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's wrong with working in the basement of a science building?
Absolutely nothing, my friend.
Well, you keep teasing us, and I don't think it's very funny.
And you know, there's somebody out there, I know, getting back to the other stuff, somebody out there said, Don and Mike, what if some guy actually did get up on top of a building with a gun?
No, we said toy pistol. We're covered. We're completely safe on that one.
Absolutely.
We urged him to use a toy gun.
Absolutely.
Right.
100% in the clear on that.
And not...
I'll vouch for you guys.
Not to fire it, so no one down below will get wet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to talk to you about your dog.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to warn you that I just got a new puppy not long ago myself, and the potty training thing, your other dog's probably going to start going in the house, too.
Okay,
as a defiance thing.
Okay, thank you.
Right, another helper.
Good news, Don. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I call from Sacramento.
Is it any wonder that my stomach is in an uproar today? Hello?
What?
Turn down the radio. Maybe you'd understand what's happening.
Hold on.
Just going to take him a minute.
It's our fault.
Hello,
once again.
You'll be right back.
I got to turn down both radios, though.
Good.
That'd be a good idea. Both of them cranking with our show on. That's great.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was hoping I could get an excuse from Don. I need an excuse to get off work.
You're stupid. Really, really dumb.
Tell it like it is.
We'll be right back. Buzz Burbank with news and uno momento. You'll have all the Eno stuff?
Yes, I will.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Don and Mike, WKFK.
The show that launched the career of Bob the Intern, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back. Ladies, give you a chance to win some money in the next hour with your most feminine outbursts as we get to bitch, bitch, bitch. Also, the patented Don and Mike one-minute interview, which always...
Four out of five positions agree.
Okay, all right.
The show can sure cure the bitch ass.
I know, we understand.
Don and Mike.
And the 60-second interview, which always ends up being more than 60 seconds in the next hour, we'll call a man who says he is the world's greatest kisser.
All right.
And also that singing psychic. She's got some new OJ song. Buzz?
Yes.
Speaking of OJ...
Yes.
Ito... Camera hog that he is. You know, he wants his own TV talk show. This I am convinced of when the trial is over. And now, here's Judge Ito.
He couldn't stand the lack of publicity.
Thank you.
So?
Thank you. Man, he's hot outside.
It's Judge Lance Ito at his very first talk show.
How hot is it?
Oh, he's so hot. He's so hot outside.
Buzz, Lance Ito now has turned the cameras back on.
Yes, he has.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did he turn them off? Why are they back on?
Well, again, he turned them off because the camera showed a close-up of O.J. Simpson making some notes. Ito felt that that was too much of a close-up, that we could almost read what Simpson was writing. Of course, we couldn't read what Simpson was writing, but it was enough to anger the judge to the point that he ordered the cameras turned off. I don't know exactly what's prompted him to change his mind, unless he heard some objection or some argument from the attorney that represents the news media in this case, and the news media does have an attorney. That attorney has spoken before. He's agreed to turn the cameras back on, but he has fined the media $1,500 for what he calls the incident.
Well, then, who pays? Who pays the $1,500?
I guess
on every channel.
It's a pool. I think Court TV supplies the camera and the cameraman, and the other networks share in the expense of paying that guy's salary and paying for the camera. So they will probably share in the expense of the fine as well.
I heard that's coming right out of Geraldo Rivera's pocket.
Well, it should.
That's a circus, Joe.
Transsexuals and the people who love them on the next Edo.
And they have to be wearing a robe, too.
With a judge's chair. Here are my guests.
All right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, Court TV did look pretty funny for a while this afternoon with reporters standing around reading transcripts of part of the first closing argument in the O.J. Simpson trial. That channel and several others were counting on several days of dramatic lawyer stuff, and they almost didn't get it. Judge Ito, as we said, was uncharacteristically stern today and angered by what he saw on the TV monitors, that close-up of O.J. making notes, so he ordered the TV coverage cut off. TV coverage has since been restored. We've been told that during the lack of TV coverage, during the blackout, if you will, Marcia Clark asked the jurors about their long stay in their hotel rooms, and she pointed out that most of them probably didn't have an incident in which they cut their hands on a glass and left a trail of blood, an obvious reference to O.J.'s hand-cutting incident that reportedly took place in his Chicago hotel room. Marcia Clark began her arguments at the obvious place today. She started her closing argument by talking about the former Los Angeles police detective, Mark Furman. She told the jury that Furman lied on the witness stand and that we all wish he'd never been allowed to become a cop and that we all wish he didn't even occupy a spot on this planet. She asked a bunch of rhetorical questions.
Did he lie when he testified here in this courtroom saying that he did not use racial epithets in the last 10 years? Yes. Is he a racist? Yes. Is he the worst LAPD has to offer? Yes.
But Clark said it would be a tragedy if O.J. Simpson were set free just because of Mark Furman. Then she outlined the time. She says O.J.'s whereabouts were unexplained. She talked about the thumps on the wall heard by Cato Kalin.
Simple common sense tells you that the thumping, the glove, and the defendant's appearance on the driveway almost immediately thereafter are all part one set of events, all connected in time and space.
Marcia Clark's closing arguments will continue through tomorrow. The jury's working 11-hour days to keep things moving. That may affect your new fall season of TV premieres. Jury selection for the trial began 1 year ago today. There have been reports of 3 and 4 suspects, but today only 2 Los Angeles gang members, one 18, the other 23, were charged with the murder of 3-year-old Stephanie Kewen. She died after the car she was in ran into a gang ambush. Prosecutors say a third suspect, age 16, may be charged before the day is out. There will be no new trial for Congressman Mel Reynolds. The Illinois Democrat was convicted last month of sexual misconduct and obstruction of justice. A Chicago judge said today that Reynolds' own words convicted him and that the trial was fair. Reynolds was convicted mostly for having sex with a girl when she was 16. He will be sentenced on Thursday. The law says the sentence has to be 4 years. Reynolds has already resigned his seat in Congress effective Sunday, but his lawyers say he will appeal that conviction. The interest rates you pay on short-term loans won't be going down or up for the time being. The Federal Reserve today did the expected thing. It left well enough alone. Experts say the Fed believes that the economy is healthy enough, that it doesn't need any outside help, and that inflation is well under control. The Fed meets again in mid-November. The disappointing news about interest rates was not lost on Wall Street. The stock market finished lower today. The Dow lost about 4 points. Losers led gainers by an 11-10 margin. The S&P was off a fraction. NASDAQ lost nearly 6. The story of O.J.'s other court battle after the sports Next.
Everyone has a mission in life, and today, yours is finding a great checking account. So you walk into First National Bank of Maryland and say,
I want a checking account, and I know exactly what I want included.
A First National representative, Rebecca, listens closely. You say,
first, I want checking with interest, preferred loan rates, and 24-hour telephone access to my account.
To which Rebecca answers,
okay.
Spurred on by your success, you decide to keep going.
I also want restaurant shopping and travel discounts to save me money wherever I go.
Rebecca replies,
sure. Anything else?
You decide there is something else.
Well, while you're at it, throw in $100,000 of travel insurance.
Rebecca says,
no problem.
Really?
Just sign here for Super Checking. No other checking account gives you more benefits for just a $100 minimum balance.
You decide that nothing can stop you now. So you say,
I want a new car and a chateau on the French Riviera.
And she says,
now, that could be a problem.
Why, are you out of chateaus?
Super Checking. Only at First National Bank of Maryland. Stop in or call 1-800-842-BANK. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This buzzcast brought to you by First National Bank of Maryland. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Scott Zolak and not Drew Bledsoe will be taking the snaps for the New England Patriots when they face the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. Bledsoe, who signed a 7-year contract worth $42 million before the season started, separated his left shoulder in the Pats game last game a week ago Sunday. The Philadelphia 76ers have signed free agent Vernon Maxwell. He played for Houston last season. You may remember he was suspended for 10 games for going into the stands to punch a fan. He is the second controversial off-season roster addition made by coach and general manager John Lucas. Earlier, he signed Richard Dumas, who was suspended for substance abuse while he was with the Phoenix Suns. The Cleveland Plain Dealer says Cleveland has been chosen as the site of the 1997 All-Star Game. The paper says the official announcement will come tomorrow. That's NBA, by the way. The Cavaliers have no comment except to say that they're having a news conference on Thursday. Cleveland hosted both the baseball and basketball All-Star Games in 1981. Finally, before there was a football player with that moniker, O.J. was just short for orange juice. And then Orenthal James Simpson exploded onto the football fields of America. O.J., they called him, or Juice. Now in the midst of his murder trial, Simpson has applied to have his nicknames registered as official trademarks.
Don't do this, Juice.
On the application, he lists 120 items that he'd like to market and sell under that trademark. Everything from toys to clothing to jewelry. But there's a catch. Federal law prohibits trademarks that are shocking or offensive. And where there's a catch, there's a lawyer. Enter Bill Ritchie, attorney at law in the state of New Hampshire. Bill has gone to court to convince the government to deny Simpson's trademark application. Bill says the prospect of Juice video games or OJ jogging suits is as offensive to him as Son of Sam roller skates or, quoting Bill, Jeffrey Dahmer soup.
Damn. Damn, and I invested in the Son of Sam roller skates.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We got a break. They were Berkowitz-rific.
The soup was good, though.
The Dahmer soup.
Oh, man. Well, use a spoon.
You want to get every last drop.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
It's rude. It's loud. It's live.
You see? You see?
106.7 FM WJFK 1.
Get older, it's all the more important to do those tests.
Sanitary, no messy handling of stool. Well,
thank you.
There
thank
you go.
Very much. All right. Don, do you mind if I keep this?
No, help yourself.
Okay, that'll be great.
And what, cards?
Yeah,
too?
A couple of cards, yeah.
Oh, well, now. It's much too nice. Buzz, I hope you didn't go to this trouble.
No, don't worry, Don, I didn't.
We will miss you here at work. We're very sorry to see you leave. We'll miss you very much. We wish you all the best luck and hope you'll keep in touch. Best of luck, Sherry.
We will miss you.
We will miss you here at work, it says.
Okay.
You don't like...
Here at work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm still looking at my easy detect blood in the stool exam.
And what is this card?
It's a Japanese card.
It's got Japanese writing inside of it. Happy Japanese Thursday.
Sure,
happy,
that's very
happy
nice
Japanese
you.
Anniversary, okay. Sherry.
You didn't have to go and do all that.
Well, she did. Thank you, Sherry.
Oh,
thank
well,
you
you're welcome.
Much.
I wanted to hit on a couple of things.
And I like the diagrams on this stool test. All right, thank you to Sherry, and thank you to Bio America.
And, Buzz, I know you're thinking about it. Oh, yeah.
I know that you didn't get anything to actually celebrate the anniversary, but I know that you gave it some thought over the weekend.
Oh, sure, all weekend.
It's probably that massive snowstorm we received that kept you in your house.
Exactly.
I think Buzz probably at the, after we're off the air, will be a firm handshake and a good, cold look in the eye saying thank you. There you go.
Thank you, finally. Wow.
And Buzz is at the halfway mark, right?
You're, yeah.
5 years.
5 years,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5 years, and we will return the favor when you've been with us for 10, Buzz.
I'm sure you will.
There you go. We will get you just what you got.
I expect nothing less.
I am just fun. And we don't look anything for anything from Buzz. And thank you. Sure, I didn't expect anything from you or Diana or Bobo. There's only one person.
Yes.
Yeah. We expect something from today.
Okay. Inadvertently, out in the hallway during the break.
Oh, my.
I got a little intelligence.
What was that?
It was totally unintentional. Buzz was standing next to me when it happened.
What?
Janora, one of our fine account executives here at WJFK in Washington, was walking by, and she had a bag with something in it. And
sweet Janora.
Just to make small talk, I said, hey, is that a gift for me, just like I would on any other day, as a joke? And
sure.
She said, Buzz, I believe she said, I already chipped in
exactly.
For you.
Those were her words.
Okay, which, now I don't know what that means, but yeah, that was exactly my reaction, too. That was exactly my reaction to it.
Three words.
I don't
ice cream cake. Three words. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it. After 10 years of excellence, an ice cream cake.
Right, without even any trade. Making the staff pay for it.
As we go back now 10 years in time to December 11th, 1985. Oh, here's a little tape with Frida and then with... Frida and Bart both on the program.
Okay.
First, here's a tape of Frida. You know, when we first started working together 10 years ago, she was a DJ on the station, but she had to use a fake name.
Right.
Because they didn't want her to know, they didn't want people to know that my wife was a DJ on the station.
Laura Petrie, right?
Sorry, here she is.
105 WAVA. Laura Petrie celebrating the Memorial Day weekend with tickets to Jake the Bees. Stick around, your chance to win coming up real soon on 105.
Well, that's all that's left of her career on WAVA is one.
Is that it?
1 9-second snippet.
That's the only piece of tape?
That's it.
Wow.
And then we also unearthed this one from our show. Bart, when Bart was doing the weather on the show, I think on this tape he's maybe 4.5 or 5 years old.
Do we have the tape when your son had the meltdown that one particular day?
That was on the album that we put out. I don't know if we have that tape or not today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Diana Dewey, that would be a great one. He was only about 2 years old on that tape.
It was great. It was so cute.
Will you get that? Yeah, would you find that one? Okay, all right. Here's Bart, littler than he is now.
Hi, big guy. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, you got the weather?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Today is going to be sunny, and the high is not going to be 54. And of the roads are going to be snowy. Bart. And
hey, Bart.
Tomorrow is going to be sunny. I mean, today is going to be sunny. And tomorrow is going to be sunny. And it's going to be windy. So hold on to your hat. It's going to be 52. And now 42. Part the weatherman on WACA.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel old now.
Who's he again today?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's just being goofy.
All right, goofy boy. So what are you going to do today? Bart?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What are you going to do today?
We don't know. We might shop.
Might shop. Oh.
Might shop. That would be a change.
And Dad.
Yeah.
You know, pay. Well, we saw these little itsy-bitsy radios there.
Oh, at a store you and Mommy went to yesterday?
A Pace.
Pace, yeah. Well, out shopping yesterday.
Yeah, Mommy does a lot of shopping, huh?
Yeah. Okay, we got to go. We got to go, big guy.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to talk to Mom.
Well, I already had the pleasure.
Bye, Dad.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, tell Mama that. Tell Mommy I love her.
What?
Tell Mommy that I love her.
Daddy loves you.
And then she hangs up the phone.
Just a little click.
And he sounded like little Ricky there for
that's
a second.
Amazing. Yeah. And that's the boy. That's when you get an idea of the time passing.
How old was he there?
I think he was 4.
Yeah.
That was about 6 years ago. He was 4 years
great
old.
Great job. Yeah. And Billy Reed sounded the same way.
Yes, he did. A quick break. We'll continue the Decade of Service show after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
A A decade of service. The 10th anniversary of the Don and Mike Show.
Here we are, and there you are. Thank you for listening in Tampa, Florida.
On 1010 Talks, WQYK. In Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia, 105.9. The Line. And in Lockport / Buffalo, New York. Every day from 3 till 7 on WLVL. Oh, I am glad that I just read the call letters of that station. Today was the day that we were going to have the board operator from the Buffalo station get the barrel on and go to downtown Buffalo and, yeah, and apologize.
Yeah, do a little promotion for the show.
For what happened last week on the program. Well, last night in Buffalo, they got 36 inches of snow or something like that.
Yeah.
Something nutty. So the guy, now the way it was explained to me is the guy was still ready in his barrel to go to downtown Buffalo today,
mm-hmm,
and to stand on the street corner wearing nothing more than the barrel and the dunce cap,
right,
screaming the virtues of this program, heard every day on WLVL in Buffalo, we said, listen, 3 feet of snow means that nobody's going to be in downtown Buffalo.
Right. Yeah, we weren't particularly concerned about the board op. We were just concerned that no one would be able to get out and about.
So we're going to have to reschedule him for another day this week. So as soon as that can be arranged, we will let you know. The guy will be out on the streets of Buffalo wearing nothing more than the barrel and the dunce cap. Tomorrow, even if we don't get the hook and ladder truck, we do have a backup plan.
Good.
For the big Rabe is a Human Pinata show.
Yeehaw!
He will be... Oh, hold on a second. It's time for another voice from our past. Tomorrow, we will continue with the Human Pinata Show at a location to be announced. Oops. Oh, so many things. Announced.
David Haynes. That's what caused that. That's David Haynes getting into our control room.
A location to be announced before the end of the program today. And tomorrow, you can come by and take a whack at Rob, no matter if he's hanging from a tree or from a fire truck.
Bueno.
Somebody will get $1,000. Now. Let's go back in time to 1985. When our newsman was not someone hip like Buzz Burbank, was someone like this.
You ready, David?
Yeah.
We are ready. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
That was his big bit on Friday.
Wow.
That was it.
Pretty impressive. Used to know it was Friday when David Haynes was on the show.
I missed this big lug. Here is David Haynes.
Hi, David.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi. Handy dandy wrist warmers.
All right. Hey, David, how are those long tongues of flame?
Red hot tongues of flame.
As hot as ever.
All right.
And you know, when I listen to Donnie's show, and David now works at WPGC with Donnie Simpson, when I hear you say, on the hardboard courts of the NBA.
Yes.
I know that was born on our program all those years ago. David, how the H-E double toothpicks are you?
Darn good. How about yourself? Congratulations on your 10th anniversary show.
Thank you. David Haynes was the first guy from our show to leave because he had such a great offer. Things had gone so well for him on our show, and he still has a style all his own.
Yeah, and we had lots of fun. You remember when you were the king of Virginia? Remember when we did that for you, David?
Yeah, not a Burger King.
yeah, one of those classy things we did, putting you in a king suit and bringing you out to a hamburger joint.
David got offered a job in New York City with WPLJ and left, and we bid him good tidings, because I remember the day that David came in to tell me about it, says, I got an offer in New York for like five times the money you guys are paying me.
Wow. And you hugged him and said, go, because really...
I hugged him and I put my tongue in his ear and I gently ran my hand over the back of those double-knit slacks. Actually, David Haynes, listen to this. Are you ready? He has two kids now.
Wow!
Two kids.
Count them.
He is still married to the wonderful Joji.
You're still married to Joji?
Got that right.
Oh, that's great.
And we have two David Haynes memories that we'd like to share with you.
All right.
The first memory was when David one weekend just got up and got married.
Right.
And came into work on Monday. And we were doing the opening thing like, hey, here's what happened with the weekends, blah, blah. We go, David Haynes, what'd you do this weekend? Got married. And that was it. Just like nothing.
You caught us by surprise, David.
Don and Mike didn't have a clue.
Yeah, we didn't know. And you really, and we didn't believe you for a while. And I remember that finally you were looking at us. Yes, I did. I remember that.
And the other great David Haynes memory I have is the day that he got so pissed off. And it was really tough to piss David Haynes off, because he would go along with pretty much anything that we had doing. Do you remember what it was? It was Pat Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Robertson, who was running for president.
Who?
David David had this thing, which I think you'll find Buzz has a little bit. He's got this thing about his goddamn credibility.
Yeah, it's a discipline we have never been able to master on this program.
David did not see how he could speak about the upcoming election in an unbiased fashion.
Right.
When we were saying that he was openly campaigning for Pat Robertson.
Which was a joke, because he wasn't. And didn't you put a bumper sticker on his car?
Yes.
And that was it. Wasn't that it, Dave?
That could have been it.
Yeah.
He came in. He came to work that day. He was doing the show.
Right.
I tell one of the interns, go put the Pat Robertson for President sticker on his car.
Yeah.
He goes out to the parking lot. He sees it. Oh, and incidentally, is your wife still trained the way she was? Do you know she used to bring him breakfast every day? Was it at 7:30?
Wasn't it 7:30 where she would come by with your breakfast?
Right to the radio station.
Oh, beautiful. Man. Wow.
What a nice lady.
We were jealous.
Has your wife ever done that, Don?
Please. Please, David. Never. Not once. Not once in her whole life. David gets the word that I put this bumper sticker on his car.
Yeah.
Came in, and this was not on the air. We were playing a record. He says, very businesslike, listen, I just can't take it today.
Right.
You're screwing up my credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, I'm going home.
That's right.
And he got in his car and he just left.
That's right. And
right.
Did you come back the next day, or was it later that day? I forgot.
No, it was. I came back the next morning.
Next morning, that's right.
Yeah, the
that's
next
right.
day. No, but, you know, and I remember we were discussing, so how can you get mad at the guy? We had kind of pushed him into this Pat Robertson corner.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
If I don't respect anything else about him, at least I respect somebody who's got some guts and is not afraid to do what they think is right.
You know, my one of my favorite David Haynes memories is when you had that little porpoises saying. Do you still do that? That little corpulent.
Oh, the tongue twister.
Do you still do that? Could
sure,
you do that
no.
for us?
You wanted to, you really want to hear
yeah,
that?
Oh, yes,
your little,
David,
your little tongue twister.
All right, it goes something like one hen, two ducks. Well, I'll do the thing straight through rather than keep going back.
Okay.
But you go one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Donna Brazel's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apoplectic diabetic old men on roller skates with marked propensity to...
He used to do a lot faster.
Rock, and 10 lyrical spiracles, diabolical denizens of Deep Pooh Hall and Stall around the corner of the Claw of the Quay of the Queasy at the very same time.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, well,
you used to do it a lot faster.
Yes, when I'm warmed up, I've had a big cup of coffee.
When he's warmed up. Now, listen, on the radio show you're on now, and you're doing great, congratulations, are you still doing, like, burnt toast and coffee time?
I sure am.
And when David would do a story, it was something like this. The long blue arm of the law.
Yeah, that's right. The best was Mr. Death
left his calling card.
Yeah.
You still doing that?
No, some of that shtick works, yeah.
Have they tried to modify your delivery now to make you more 90s, David?
No, I don't think so. I still do, and it's Friday, every Friday, but I don't do the Mondo Turbo Extended 45 second.
Well, we miss you, you big love.
Hey, one thing I remember about your show.
Yes.
It's when the strippers would come in for whatever,
uh-oh.
Like a 1 year, 2 year anniversary,
right,
or it
right,
Don's
yeah.
birthday,
right?
And they would bring their music, and they would do their little strip right while Don and Mike were on the air, and they would get as close to Don as they possibly could while they were stripping.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
And Don would get the most glazed, distant look in his eye.
You should see what happens now, David.
That's a lot worse. It's just
tame.
Pandemonium now, Dave.
That was tame compared to the program now, Dave.
Yeah, uh-huh. Clothes hit the floor, everybody's naked. It's terrible.
Now, David, as you go through everyday life, how often are you stopped by somebody and they say, David Haynes, Don and Mike show?
I bet that happens about once a week on average.
That's great. That's
yes.
good news. I'm
once a week. I somewhere or another, somebody talk to somebody on the phone or run across somebody that remembers the Don and Mike days at WAVA.
Well, great talking to you, Dave.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you.
Bye, David.
Bye.
We parted as friends.
We did.
We did, sort of. I love looking back.
We didn't hate him when he left, did we?
I don't know.
I
I like to like that guy in the Albert Brooks movie. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he was very nice to call. We appreciate him calling.
Oh, all right.
It's very nice.
I will give into your memory. You're right. Brett did say some awful things about him when he quit. I don't really quite remember.
We never liked it when anybody would leave of their own accord.
No.
That's the small-minded, petty individuals that we are.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, go.
That's right.
Go. Yeah, go ahead.
Go to New York.
Care. You'll never be a success.
Go to New York. Don't call me when you fail.
That's right.
You can't come back on the show. That's right. Go and leave.
That's right.
That pretty much the same feel we gave Rudy Martsky about a month ago.
That would account for the business-like approach he took to that call. Hey, happy anniversary. Not even going to do my corpulent porpoises fast for you.
He used to be pretty funny. Do you remember when he got this shirt for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
He got a button-down shirt and tie, one of those combination deals where you get the shirt and tie both in the same package.
Mm-hmm.
He wore it to work, I believe, for 7 days in a row.
He loved it.
Wow. No lie.
It was his favorite shirt.
If David got a shirt,
right,
he loved it. And you know what? I didn't.
Later on, another news guy, Dave Schreiber, actually wore the same pair of pants the same way. not as nice.
You know what? I didn't have the time to ask him about. I can't imagine him now. David Haynes makes us look like we have soul.
Right.
He works on a black station. He works on an urban station.
Yes, he does.
He's got to be like the only white guy at that station. and you got to know that those guys, Donnie Simpson and those guys that he works with.
Right.
They laugh at him.
As tragically white as we are, he wrote the book on it.
They got to laugh at him. You know that they got to be sitting back going, look at that honky. What is he doing? What is he doing with the hardboard courts of the NBA on this program?
It's interesting because I don't know if either one of us has spoken to David Haynes since he left. It was it was weird hearing from him.
The daily conversations that he and I used to have when we worked together were a big part of my day, Mike. And I'm glad that they're back now.
I hope that everybody in our listening audience now, 10 years later, got a feeling for the closeness that we had with David after that last call.
He was a good sport, though.
He was a very good sport. We had a lot of fun with him when he was on the show.
We wanted him. One day, I think you mentioned this, the Burger King thing. You brought it up.
Yeah, Burger King of Virginia.
It was an election day. We wanted people to write in his name, on the ballot to be King of Virginia.
Right, David Haynes for King.
And we called him David Haynes because when he would do the news, he'd go, I am David Haynes.
News and comment
on 105 WABA.
Hey. The handy dandy wrist warmers.
And he went all the way with this bit when we decided to make him King of Virginia.
We got him a stretch limousine. And we got him like one of those, you know, remember the margarine commercials where
right.
you take a bite of the margarine, you'd have the big king's
right.
crown mm-hmm. on your head? We got him one of those fancy crowns. I still remember us
driving
to Burger King and seeing David Haynes stand up in the moonroof.
Waving
at people.
Like royalty. And given the king's wave, and people, some people would beat their horns and wave back. Other people were looking at him like, going, what's that guy doing with a king suit?
Now, he didn't have any problem putting on a king suit.
Right.
And running for King of Virginia, he didn't think that screwed with his credibility.
Right.
It was just, we put a Pat Robertson sticker on his car.
That's where he drew the line.
That's where he could take no more.
Everybody has their own hot buttons.
Well, nice talking to David Haynes again.
All right.
Well, who else do we have? Now, I have more people on the list. I don't know if these people will be calling us today. Lori Neff.
Mm-hmm.
She was the news person who replaced David Haynes originally.
Right, right. Before Dave Schreiber?
Mm-hmm. It says, Lori Neff, here are facts about her. David Edgar bugging the ladies' room with a wireless microphone in the trash can. You
right.
heard David mentioned that last hour.
Yeah.
She was involved in a traffic accident with Marion Barry.
Ah, I remember that.
Oh, now this is the
coming
day.
To work, right?
Yeah, listen to this. What kind of broadcaster does this? This is right around the time that Mayor Barry is caught at the Vista Hotel with a crack and with the woman. She gets in a car accident with him at 5 o'clock in the morning on her way to work. He's coming home from a night of partying. She physically gets in an accident. He runs into her car. She comes to work and doesn't say anything about it to us.
We were dumbfounded.
And then it's about 8:30. The story comes over the wire. Mayor Barry out at 5 o'clock in the morning gets involved in a traffic accident. And we say something on the air like, listen, if that person is listening to the show, please call us. And then she says, you know, she limply lifts up that flabby right arm and says, it's me, I got it in the wreck.
Well, she was planning on calling us. I think she's probably not going to call us now.
No, I don't think she was on the list.
She's in Beirut or something
Egypt.
Like that, isn't it? Egypt.
Where is she? She works for Voice of America now.
I believe.
She belongs in Egypt.
Aye, aye.
Let me see. Oh, here's another person from our past who will not be calling us today. T.J. Wright. T.J. Wright. Let me see. She's famous. Here are the notes that about her. She's famous for wearing a black bra with a white blouse.
Oh, yes.
She said she had to put plastic on the studio chair so she wouldn't get it dirty.
Fancied herself as kind of a modern-day Mae West.
And she was also bitten in the face by Mitch Johnson's dog.
She was not one of the more popular disc jockeys when we worked at WAVA, and everybody had to suppress the laughter when she leaned over Mitch Johnson's Japanese... Not, it was a chow. That was the name of the dog. And leaned forward and said, "Aren't you so cute?" And the dog went... and took like a little chunk out of her cheek.
Bit her right in the face of the big WAVA holiday Labor Day picnic.
Slow to call the paramedics on that one.
The word slowly got around the campground or wherever the hell.
And everybody said, "She what? She was bitten by a dog. Oh, no. Ha, 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 ha."
Hold on. We have time for one real fast one because he's doing a radio show of his own. From Q107, here is Lewis Myron Katzelberger.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
Here is L00. Hi, Louie.
Boy, they're not booing. They're just yelling Lou with the flu.
There you go.
Yeah, Lou Katz. Lou, what record are you playing right now?
Actually, I'm almost ready to play one of your jingle.
Come on,
here we go.
All right.
Now, right back to Washington's best music mix on Washington's Mix 107.3.
There you go. learn how to run a board from you, man.
Yeah, Lou Katz, one of the good guys, one of the real friends that...
Guys, I'm not going to take much of your time. I know you're having a really wacky day with your anniversary, but I did want you all to know that I wanted to congratulate you on your 10th and to let you know I have a little poem here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
I have got a little sappy music bed you can put under this thing?
Hold on. Give us a second here.
We need a sappy music sound.
All right, we're gonna get the sappy music for you, Lou.
Got it right here.
Hey, Mike, by the way, congratulations on your girl, buddy.
Thank you very much, Lou. She's beautiful, and I know you've got one of your own now, right?
I got Cat's version 2.0 coming out in February.
Oh, congratulations.
We knew that you could do it, Lou.
Here's the poem, guys.
Okay.
It all began around 10 years ago with this guy Geronimo from Chicago. His on-air debut was St. Patty's Weekend when he was doing anything but making friends. We were live from the rally in the alley. I was doing promotions, Frank was schmoozing Susan O'Malley. Don's bit from the porta potty was pretty funny.
Oh.
All Alan Goodman kept saying was, "This is costing me money." Charlie and Harrigan were doing the morning show. My God, did they blow. Our on-air promo sounded really tight, thanks to this little guy named Mike. In the studio, O'Meara with Dicker, doing promos for this guy named Nick Sticker.
Oh, God, you remember.
Then Alan said to Smokey the very next day, "Charlie and Harrigan are history." It was time for the all-new Morning Zoo with Don and Mike and a wacky crew. Those old radio days leave lots of memories, like limo rides to the palm and slamming Rick D's.
Oh, my.
Alan's secretary, Barbara, was always lots of fun.
Oh.
Taking care of every guy in more ways than one. Jim Elliot eating pizza from the trash was a pretty funny sight. Not to mention doing interns on Marie's desk at night.
Oh, God.
How can we forget David Haynes' burnt toast and coffee time? Or Rusty Ford, the production guy who was out of his mind? Rivers, St. John, Farber, and Beck. More useless PDs, oh, what the heck. Thank God for the 7-Eleven across the street where Don and Mike celebrities would always eat. The good old Power 105 days are moot. Too bad I can't say the same for your lawsuits. Well, those days are gone. You're up the dial, keeping your fans listening with a smile. And over the years, and this is true, guys, over the years I've come to appreciate the fact that you don't tease me on your show, which is great. You are my competition, and each rating book I take a hit. But I feel better knowing you're still fat, white, Catholic, and sick about it.
Thank
Happy,
you.
Tenth, guys.
Hey, Lou, that's great. You.
Thank you very much.
We love you. Thank you, Lou.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's
bye-bye.
Great. And he kind of put it all in there with some of the stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah, there's Louie.
They're yelling, "Oh!" It's time for the Lou Katz Show.
Oh, he's Lou Katz.
Do you hear that?
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
Does indeed play some strange tricks.
W-A-B-A. Oh, that was nice of Ludo.
That's great.
I know he had to get back to start the next Gloria Estefan record. We will be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Serving America since 1985. The Don and Mike Show 10th anniversary.
Hey, it's a decade of service.
All right.
It'll be a good time for Ken to come by with that gift any second here.
Yeah, well, the whole staff chipped in, I understand.
It's just the infusion we need. Now it's time to break away from the anniversary festivities for a second. We'll talk to Sonny Jurgensen about the Redskins and the NFL. Sonny, brought to us by Miller Lite. When you have the great taste of an ice-cold Miller Lite, life is good. Well, Sonny?
Yes, Don.
Man, you don't sound happy, Sonny.
You know, we could spend this time talking about the Redskins game, or we could spend this time talking about...
Did you get my movie? Where's Papa?
Oh, did you watch Sonny's movie, Where's Papa, over the weekend?
I did not have a chance to. The George Segal section was all out at Blockbuster.
Okay.
But, you know, we could talk about, as I said, we could talk about the Redskins game, and I guess we have to talk about that, wouldn't it? But wouldn't it be more fun to talk about Barry Switzer?
Is that unreal? She's in New York Post today. Bozo the coach.
Man, and I tell you, when you're a coach of Dallas, you are seriously under the spotlight. I mean, moves like that happen every single week in the NFL. Dumb moves, but this one, I'll tell you, he's really catching it, isn't he?
What did Mike Ditka say? Dumb and dumber?
Yeah.
Now, Sonny, didn't the same move come up, though, for the Giants late in the Redskins game?
Yeah, but the Giants were 4-9 and with nothing... Their defense had not been playing well. Their offense, you know, when you're in a season like both the Redskins and the Giants are, taking a gamble like that and trying to make something happen is worth it. But when you're protecting your home field advantage in the playoffs back on your 29-yard line, no. I don't think so.
I saw Chris Berman last night on ESPN, and he had a great story. He says, he's talking about this, and he says, listen, I remember when I had a Y.A. Tittle football game when I was a kid.
Right.
He says, if you're on the 29-yard line, on your opponent's 20, on your own 29-yard line, it's fourth down and inches to go.
Right.
The card says punt.
Sure.
The card always says punt.
Field position dictates the call.
Here is Barry Switzer now. Barry Switzer of the Dallas Cowboys.
Barry, why don't you go for it on fourth and one?
Because I wanted to make a foot to control the ball, because we're kicking the wind. They're going to come back and kick a field goal to win the thing anyway. So if we keep the ball...
Hey, Sonny, let me stop that tape right there.
Well, he's absolutely showing no confidence at all with his defense or his punter.
Have you ever heard an NFL coach come out and say, listen, we were going to lose anyway, which in essence is what he's saying here. They're going to make the field goal anyway.
Well, what do you think Jerry Jones is going to do, Sonny?
Well, I think after the season, he's going to have to do some serious soul searching about who's going to coach his football team. Now, when Jimmy Johnson left, and Jimmy Johnson made all the football decisions, and Jerry Jones wanted to be considered as far as taking some of the credit for making football decisions. But was not the case, and that has been a big problem, making football decisions, and you can see what's happened. That team has many, many problems right now. I mean, they could lose one of their last two games. They really could. I mean, and then they could be on the road traveling in for the playoffs, which they have to go to Green Bay or to San Francisco. They've just let this thing come apart on them, and they're not. The leadership there has just come apart.
What about the Redskins? What is the mood like at Redskins Park after what I heard?
You can imagine it's like a broken record. It's disappointment, missed opportunities, and that was the case yesterday. They completely dominated the game, but when they had to make a play, they couldn't make a play. They had a lot of chances. They have a young quarterback. He's third and one. He should take the ball, and if nobody's open, throw it away, and he takes a 15-yard sack, and they come up empty. I mean, they were inside the 5-yard line two times and down inside the 20 four or five times, and they ended up with, like, 3 points.
Let me ask you a question about Heath Shuler. Watching him yesterday, does it look to you like sometimes he's just got his mind made up right when he's standing over center and he drops back and he just does what is set up in his mind? Does he do that?
They said it yesterday when he ran that very point that they said on TV, and who knows if the TV guys know, but they said he looks just at the first receiver, and if the first receiver's not open, he just runs. He doesn't look for the second or third.
I think that's where he is in the stage of his career of you know, finding one receiver and taking off. And they do want him to run with the football. That was something they stressed to Gus, to stay in the pocket and you know, look for secondary receivers. With Heath, as he's making a decision, and I think sometimes he seems to be making them a little quicker. And I'm sure that the more experienced he becomes, he's not going to make those decisions of coming out of the pocket as quickly as he can and taking off running with the football. He'll go to secondary receivers, but at this stage, he's not there yet, guys.
Okay, listen. Last question, Sonny. You coming to the Christmas party Friday?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, guys. I would love to, but I'm not real big at Christmas parties. Since I quit drinking, are y'all having alcohol?
I think it's a prerequisite, for the Christmas party. Yeah.
Why? Why is it? Wait, I don't do those things.
Oh, you don't? Okay, it's all right. We understand, Sonny.
We know that Sam's coming, and we know that Frank Herzog's coming. We would feel safer knowing you were there.
Would you?
Yeah.
I might show up then.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Thanks, we'll see you Friday, Sonny.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, and you have Frank who? Frank Herzog? Diana is talking to him. He's going to have to wait for commercials, Diana. That SOB walked out on us 5 years ago.
He can wait.
He can Frank wait for 6 minutes of commercials.
But we have to talk to Frank.
Oh, we shall.
It's important.
We'll be right back. Sonny Jurgensen brought to us by Miller Lite. Would you have the great taste of ice cold Miller Lite? Life is good. The 10th anniversary, a decade of service, continues after this.
Radio Gods.
I give up cheers for the British Shaw and Terry.
Don and Mike. Enough already. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Listen, I'm not going to let this thing with the insurance ruin a beautiful anniversary program.
Yeah, I mean, there's no danger.
All I want to know is how is it that we've been talking about it for at least 2 weeks now, having Rabe hang from a fire truck, hook and ladder, being the human piñata. We've talked about it for at least 2 weeks.
I have a question about this.
Yes.
Is this insurance for Rabe or is this insurance for the hook and ladder?
I believe it's for Rabe. I believe that Ken feels that if Rob was to somehow slip and crack his head open, he'd want to sue the station.
Sure.
So now at the last minute, at the last possible hour, Ken has decided that we can't do it because we don't have insurance. Is this what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because, you know, those fire companies value their equipment, Don, and, you know, as soon as you suspend them, there is damage that could occur.
All right, listen, we'll have to talk about this tomorrow.
Right.
Don't want to ruin the beautiful mood that we are both in right now.
It has to, I think I was talking with Ken out in the hallway, and I think it has something to do with the height that they're talking about, hoisting Rabe.
I just heard him say even if Rabe was only 2 feet off the ground, still could not do it.
Well, see, he's not going to get... He wouldn't get hurt if he was 2 feet off the ground.
I actually overheard him say that he's concerned that he might fall on somebody else. So I think that may be part of it.
Yeah, but people aren't going to be under Rabe. They're going to be next to him, hitting him like a piñata. And if
how come they didn't have these worries 2 weeks ago?
He's a tall man. So, I mean, if you raise him only 2 feet off the ground, you've got a total of 8 feet of height that you're concerned. Rabe is what, 6'10"?
How come it always happens like this, that we have 6'10"? Yeah. It always happens we have some great idea, and everything's rolling along until it's time to do the idea, when finally somebody back there listens to a radio to hear what we're doing, then they come in and they say, no, no, no.
That's 2 feet, right? Isn't that? That's 2 feet. And that's his toes, 2 feet off the ground. He's still suspended, and he's not going to hurt anybody.
Well,
or himself.
We'll have to take it up with Ken on tomorrow's program. Mm-hmm. Listen, Frank Murphy is on the phone now.
All right.
From Los Angeles. They went to the dog cemetery.
They got him.
They dug up his bones, and he's back.
Hi, Mike.
Here's Frank. Hello, Frank.
Frank.
Hey, I thought I was dead.
Frank, you come back from the grave. How are you?
I don't know. How did I do it? I guess I'm fine.
Did somebody... Do you have, like, dirt in your mouth or anything like that? It's Frank Murphy, our original producer.
And now, I know that John Nolan was our original producer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But...
Yes, it's Frank Murphy, our original producer.
When you write the history books, I'll be number two in a long, long list.
but Frank was really our first real producer who did stuff to help the program. You remember Frank, of course. We yelled his name. constantly. Whenever something went wrong, it was the scream of, Frank!
That's right.
We even had
a time ago when we thought that, that Frank actually saw some famous people at his church.
You're right, Mike, but I changed churches. Yeah, I used to live over in North Hollywood, and I used to go to St. Charles Borromeo. And that's where all the, that's where, you know, I used to see Bob Hope's wife, for example, and all the famous people who live in the Toluca Lake area would go to church there.
Mm. I want to tell you.
I moved over into Burbank, and I'm going to St. Finbar's, and it's pretty much just a constant battle to find the English language mass.
So, Frank, Frank Murphy, R.I.P., God, we miss him every day. Frank, what would be your moment that you would remember most from the time you spent with us?
Well, I have so many. I mean, I think about just today, of course, you know, being the anniversary show. I think about some past anniversaries. I remember, I think it was your third anniversary when we did the big celebrity roast for you at the Warner Theater.
Yeah,
Larry King said to me, you know, we're trying to do the whole lineup. He says to me, trust me, Frank, I've done a million of these. Let me take over. Let me control everything. The year after that, it snowed. It was incredible, a snowstorm. We did a show from the Bethesda Cinema and Draft House.
Well, that's the Katie Couric show, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. And I still, to this day, in my pocket, every day, carry my Don and Mike 4th Anniversary comb.
Which, incidentally, cost Al Goodman, I think, 2 cents each.
Yeah, that's the prize we gave away.
Yeah, it was great. It was the cheapest thing we could get. And then the year after that, we went to the Bahamas, and we met this guy. And the only thing I don't know why this came up to my memory, but there was this guy you met, Mike, and he says to you, you are German? I am German.
I remember that.
Yeah,
from the hallway of the hotel.
He was from Cleveland.
I buy my pants in Cleveland.
It was just the weirdest thing. And I'm trying desperately to think of some memories that don't involve bodily functions.
Very tough.
So many of the things that I've thought of. I mean, there was a stadium at RFK Stadium. There was a bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time outside a movie theater in Northwest D.C.
Oh, okay. That was me and Frank. I remember that one.
There's Laurie Neff. There's Alan Goodman. All of these people in your gas. I think of, you know, you think of bodily. That's gross. That's disgusting. I got to think of better things than that.
Now, that RFK memory is a horror that I will keep forever.
So, Frank, listen, how are you living with this every day when you wake up and you say, God, I don't work for them anymore. How are you handling this?
I do really think about it. I mean, because, you know, in this line of work, obviously, I still encounter some of the same people, some of the same celebrities who were on the show back there. I've talked to and met out here. Some of the same, you know, publicists and people you deal with. I do really think about it, I'd say, almost every day that, thank God. I mean, it's too bad that I don't for Don and Mike.
And we the same, Frank.
I know.
And we
well,
the same.
I mean, I know I'm not the easiest person in the world to get along with. I'll realize I've got my certain quirks and personality flaws. I'll be the first to admit that.
How are your children doing?
Oh, doing great. The boy now is in kindergarten.
The boy.
Wow.
And he's one of the tallest kids in the class, and he just seems to be doing great.
How's Megan?
She's terrific. You know, she was elected president of the third grade.
Wow.
She's
above the old block.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, she seems to be doing well, and Jerry's running the children's Christmas choir at church. They're all going to be singing in that at St. Finbar's on Christmas Eve, and there's a lot going on. You know, she's like room mother, and we work everything at the school. There is always, you know, some haunted house to work. Or
and
something.
Do you still wear that Tommy Hilfiger shirt that we got in Chicago that one time?
This is going to come as a shock to you, Mike, but about a month ago.
Yeah.
I finally retired the Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
10 years. Well, Frank paid $50 for that shirt, Mike. No wonder he's worn it for 10 years.
Absolutely.
Where I had to finally hang it up, so I sold it at a yard sale and got a dollar for it.
Yeah. Do you still have your David Letterman sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I got a new one. I got a new one from you know, Don, you're going to love this story. Last time, about a year and a half ago, when Letterman was out here in Los Angeles in May of 1994, I figured, you know, it's what the hell. We may as well try and get him on the show here. So I found out what hotel he was staying at, and I called and left a message on his voicemail. And I said, David Letterman, you know, you're not going to remember me for anything, but 10 years ago I was in New York with Don Geronimo, and I gave you my George Mason University sweatshirt, which Don then paid me back for, maybe let me buy a new one.
Made me pay him.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
It was a $45 shirt. Anyway, I said all that on the message, and I said, I'd love to have you come in and maybe, you know, call in to our radio show or whatever. You know, I didn't hear anything back for a while. The next day, his assistant, name is Casey, calls back, and she says, hey, David got your message. Says he's sorry he can't do your show, but I need to know your address. I said, I gave her the address. That afternoon, a courier shows up with a brand new late show with David Letterman's sweatshirt to make up for the George Mason sweatshirt that we gave him that many years ago.
Wow. And you burst into tears, right?
I did. I cried.
Sure.
It was so emotional.
So, Frank, I got so many questions that I want to ask you that I really can't ask you off. Well, I'll ask you one on the air.
All right.
Listen, okay, around the time that we left the other station.
Yes.
When we were coming over here.
Right.
Here's what I have to know.
Okay.
You had basically, you just hated working for me.
That's not true.
But you didn't want to, now tell me how this happened.
Well, here, here.
We had the job for you here at JFK.
Right.
You came over and you gave Ken Stevens a figure, a salary, which he could not pay you, and the thought then was that you just ask for this ludicrous amount of money because it was an easier way of getting out than having to come and say that you were sick of me.
Hey, they could afford it in Los Angeles, baby, let me tell you that.
Ooh, here's that awkward moment. Here's that moment. This is the first real awkward moment.
Are you making
exactly what happened.
You're making $100,000 now?
Ken Stevens said, gave me a figure that was less than I was making at WAVA. And I said, you know, I just don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem right to me. And because at the same time, I'm hearing from a station in New York and a station out here that are offering more money than that. And I thought, you know, it doesn't seem right. And you had offered out of the kindness of your heart to make up the rest of it out of your pocket. And I felt weird about that. I felt like I would be personally.
I hate this guy.
You, and I didn't want to be an indentured servant.
I'll let you know.
You know, I really didn't. I wanted it to be, you know, a working relationship.
Mm.
I didn't want you to be be losing money because of me. And I felt that would be unfair to you and unfair to me. And I thought, you know, I've been with these guys for 5 years. If I go, I would have to commit to them for at least another 5 years. Why don't I go see what else I can do? And it just seemed like, you know, it was very hard to do that.
All right, Frank, this is too long an answer. All right, we understand.
Truth.
We understand.
That's the absolute truth. It was an extreme.
You understand. Oh, I don't understand.
Family, I didn't know other job in Washington.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I understand. Donna's still very, very bitter.
Okay.
Well, that's.
Hey, Frank, hold on. You would expect no less from me, would you?
No, of course not. I mean, I knew. One of the things I knew, I mean, I saw what happened, how you turned on David Haynes and Kim Anderson when they left.
Okay.
I absolutely knew that by leaving, it would mean that my friendship with you would probably come to an end. I hated that. I thought, this is horrible.
Hey, listen.
On the other hand,
we just had David Haynes on, and Mike said that he sounded a bit pensive. I thought it was just age.
No, he was.
Oh, no. We're all afraid of you.
Why? What happened when David Haynes left? I thought that was a nice leaving.
No.
He left to go to New York to work at WPLJ and cursed his name every day.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. You don't remember that about David Haynes?
No.
That's why David Haynes had that attitude he had when he called in here.
I wish you would have hit me to that because I didn't. I really thought, hey.
See, I thought that David Haynes would be a little more show busy and be like, you know, like people are in show business. And go, hey, how are you? Hey, great. Instead, he was, he was communicating. You were reading between the lines on that one, you know.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But also, Dom, I knew when I left that you could get Diana, who is one of the greatest producers in radio, second best as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing.
It's a different show now, Frank.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could keep up with the show today. Not quite as
getting old, you know.
Not quite as scripted as it used to be. Well, either way, good luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks for the call.
Sure. Happy anniversary.
Okay.
Did you play Slim Whitman yet?
No, we haven't. I don't know where that tape is.
Sing it for me then.
Darling, happy anniversary.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes, Frank Murphy. Was that difficult for you, Don?
Hey, Diana, come here. Come here right now. Come here. Come here.
Right here.
Come here. I love you, damn it. You have a job for life.
Thank God.
You have a job for life.
It was just as painful for me as it was for you.
I know. Diana has a problem with Frank as well when she hears the name and especially when he's on the phone.
And maybe that salary wasn't good enough for him, but it's good enough for me, damn it.
There you go.
He's making $100,000 now. I'll eat my hat. That's what he wanted. He wanted $100,000 a year.
He wouldn't fess up with that one. He moved right by that little one there. But hey, but it's good to hear from him. In the words of Jim Everett, it's good to hear from him.
It's good to be here with you,
Chris.
I bet you won't say it again.
That was one of those squirmy moments there. That's great.
Sure was.
All right.
Well, we got a tape of him. Do I have time to play the tape now of us yelling at Frank? Sure. It's just us yelling at Frank. It says, here's what it says on the description. Talk about the detailed mind of Frank. You guys spent 5 minutes ordering him around.
Oh, good.
All right, let's see. Is this it?
It's a tape that will demonstrate how cruel we can truly be.
Hold up. This is the BART tape?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Let's play the BART tape. I got a whole bunch of tapes to play for you. The tape of BART having his rave out when he was 3 years old.
Right.
We have Mike doing Charlie from 1985.
Mm-hmm.
We also have U.S. Maurice Buttkiss we're going to play.
And disgraceful
and that's what he had to say. And this is a guy that is a big Elvis fan, so probably has the sideburns and everything.
You mean this is just some schmuck that called you?
Yeah, yeah.
Kent, you shouldn't have to take those kind of calls.
Well, he sort of masqueraded as a Graceland person. And once I sort of got the hang of where he was coming from, I thought he should have spoken to you directly.
So, but now that you've talked to somebody, now that you've heard, did you at least hear any of the riot that we just replayed?
I heard little pieces of it while he was screaming at me. But, hey, all I had to do to talk was to talk to him to understand the mentality you were dealing with down there, and my hat's off to you.
Oh, good.
Some people are scary.
So the legal work is in motion as we speak?
Oh, even more so now.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
All right, get a boy.
Now, that's what I call support from the top.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right.
Well, listen, we got to do a stat because we just did
40 minutes commercial-free on WJFK.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Yeah. Haven't done any commercials yet this hour, so let me do a stack. I'll come back and tell you how we're going to exact our revenge.
All right.
As the people at Graceland get swallowed into the jaws of hell. We'll be right back, and it's 5:37.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
All right, we're back at 5:42.
Well, what's the problem? Don't you like Elvis?
Here's Stevie.
Hi, good afternoon. Top half of the Beltway on the outer loop before Rockville Pike. You'll find the left lane blocked with emergency equipment dealing with an accident. On the inner loop, we have a disabled vehicle at University. Police still dealing with an accident. Randolph at Dewey. We have reports of an accident south of the Pentagon, southbound 395. Also, southbound 95, just south of Lorton, there's an incident reported there. East-West Highway, police dealing with an accident. Beach Drive at Grub Road. And here in Fairfax, Main Street in front of the Massey Building. Police dealing with an accident there. Stevie Bridgewater's Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve Marino. At 17 before 6, join VisionWorks Kids Care Club for kids age 14.
All right, Don.
Hey, boys.
Yeah. Go.
I almost forgot my boys.
Yeah.
Get brand name frame.
Yeah, brand name
frame. Yeah. 1 year warranty. Single vision lenses. UV protection for the price of the frame. Boys, prices start at only $50.
That's right.
Only in Vision Works.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. Everybody likes Don and Mike. Stand up and holler.
So what's the problem? Don't you like Elvis?
Don and Mike. WJFK.
5:43.
All right.
Yep, we have some calls. Hello, JFK. I'm sorry, wrong button. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
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 This is Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill. This is Don. This is Mike.
Hi, Bill.
Great. I just wanted to call you up and tell you that G. Gordon has nothing on you guys. It was like listening to Chicago in 68. Like listening to Beirut in 91, you guys are bad.
It was rather impressive, wasn't it?
It was indescribable.
So, in other words, you would relate our show on Friday to the Democratic riots in 1968.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Brad. Well put, sir.
Thanks for the call. Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I just wanted to say you guys exhibited great self-control for not rapping with those security guards.
No, it's not like it didn't cross our minds, sir.
Well, you got to understand the way that the situation was. We were surrounded, no lie, by between 70 and 100 big, fat, toothless, stupid Elvis fans who were clamoring for us to get thrown out. And the way that it was set up, Diana was a good 50 feet away from us, standing, simply straddling a plug, as she is often wont to do.
And that's when they pounced on her.
Yeah.
It really got her, too, and she got a really nasty welt and burn on her the inside of her forearm, and she got some bruises, and it was tough.
Well, all I know is that if you care out there, you should be calling Graceland and tell them what slobs they are. Area code 901-332-3322. And, folks, this is not the kind of thing that I'm going to urge you to do today and forget about tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Graceland will be mine. Oh, yes, it will be mine.
And send that dog, too.
I agree.
And put your dog on the phone.
I agree. 901-332-3322. That's the number at Graceland, or even better.
I gave him a call already.
Start sending them some telegrams.
Telegrams are even nicer.
Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis. You're my queen.
Yeah, ma'am.
38186.
All right.
All right.
I gave him a call already, and they're taking the polite approach now.
No, that's smart.
Mm,
yeah. Maybe they're starting to come around and realize that the jaws of hell have opened up.
I bet if they're taking the polite approach, that means that enough of you were not calling. It was probably during the half hour we were replaying the riot.
That's
yes, and I got right through, though.
Yeah, well, now I bet if I call now, it's busy. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see. 1-901-332-3322. And the good thing is, they're making money off poor old dead Elvis 24 hours a day up there.
Yeah,
yeah, so there'll always be somebody on the phone line.
Everybody's doing their job.
You know, they exploit Elvis 24 hours a day, 365 stinking days a year. That place is open on Christmas Day.
They do that. They exploit Elvis when they're not kicking DJs out of their little shopping center.
Well, suffice to say that I know a lot of you have been wondering, what are we doing seriously about it? Seriously?
We are looking into legal action.
How sweet. And I don't know how I came up with this figure, Mike, but I think we're going to sue them for $15 million.
What a nice round figure that is. That figure, it rings true, doesn't it?
WJFK.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Because if you sue somebody for $15 million, boy's your man.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi, I have a question for you. Is Diana really okay?
Oh, Diana's fine.
Yeah, she's fine now.
I mean, the way you guys were talking, I mean, she sounded like she really sustained some injuries.
Well, now, Friday night, I gave her the once-over. and here's what I discovered Friday night. Of course, I had Diana stripped nude.
That's
right. And I had to examine every inch, every nook and cranny of her body.
It was the complete body cavity search.
But she has a welt, which is now going down. It is a simple bump on the inside of her left arm.
Right.
Maybe her right arm. And when she talks about wires between her legs, what was happening was they were pulling the power wires out from underneath.
It was kind of like a tug of war that was happening there, and she didn't want it to happen, and that's when she got hurt.
Hey, hold on just a second. My hotline is ringing. Who knows who this could be? Could it be Graceland? Hello?
I'm a queen, babe.
Hey, Christ, would somebody please change that phone number? Come on now. Is it too much to ask?
Come on, man. Somebody change that number. Be his queen.
Somebody be my queen, man. Change that number. Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Hello.
Speak.
Diana, I'm going to bruise your arm if you don't change that number.
It's been changed. It just takes a while to go through.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys got me kind of worried because I'm heading down to Nashville next week.
Well, we've been to Nashville, and as far as we can tell, the people in Nashville are nowhere near as weird as they are in Memphis.
Well, actually, I'm not going to say it's Memphis, because the Memphis police were actually very nice. It's that little commune that they have right around Graceland. Those are the people that have the problem.
Oh, you know what? In all fairness, I should point out, somebody said to me that a lot of the people we were dealing with were not Memphians.
Yes,
they were out-of-towners who were bussed in for this toothless occasion.
They were Elvians. They were actually Elvians that were down there.
L-O-W-J-F-K. Hello.
Hello. Well, I just wanted to say I'm glad that Diana's okay. I just talked to you guys.
Yeah.
You didn't cut me off. I just wanted to say I'm glad she's okay. I mean, I was concerned, and I hope everything works out for you guys.
She's fine.
Okay,
it's
well,
just
good.
If you touch her, put your hand on her.
No,
here, Diana, really. You know, we need to get you there, really? It's one of those nice neck braces. And also a nice ace bandage on your arm.
Well, can I really say, my knee is really bothering me.
You know, your knee? I am not lying. Your knee does look a little swollen.
I am being serious.
Come around here.
Would you mind if I touched them? Well, you know, Diana, come on.
No, it's the distress. Don't do that to her. She's been through a traumatic experience.
I have had a dislocated kneecap myself, and I believe I know the feeling.
Ooh, that hurts.
And legally, doesn't she have some recourse here?
Absolutely.
Yes, and legally, we're sick of that limp.
They're going to pursue that, huh?
She's working on her limp right now.
Well, good luck.
Yes, we're
going to
work
guys.
It. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to use the lawyers that Bubba Smith advises on TV.
There you go.
When he's sitting in Memorial Stadium. Hi, I'm Bubba Smith.
Use these lawyers.
WJFK.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I have been bothering those people. Today's the day after Sunday. I will get them. I've been calling them.
What's your restriction?
Well, I think...
Wait. Before we even get into this, the last time that we helped you, didn't we get you to talk in your real voice? Aren't you really a grown-up adult?
Yes, but this is the strong...
Talk in your adult voice.
Okay,
now, I remember exactly what happened. We weaned you off of that stupid voice you do, and then... Then you called back, and you used the same voice again, right after we thought we'd helped you with our therapy.
But what happened on Friday, it just threw me back into my bad ways.
Right, now, how old are you?
Them, though, not you.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20? 20. All right, you're my queen.
I'm your queen.
All right, hello, WJFK.
Hi, Don, hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Oh, my. I've heard your tapes, and I wanted to say I have the tapes to prove it. You have improved tremendously as DJs.
That we have what?
Improved as DJs.
Well, if you don't think we've improved as DJs, wait till you hear this tape I'll play for you after 6 tonight.
Yeah, we've got an early, early tape, a 1984 tape. You want to hear how bad that is?
Yeah, you want to hear it. Now, we found this tape. If we were to hear us on the radio today, we would call us, and we would cut us wide open.
That's how far we've come.
That's how bad we, indeed we were, how bad we were.
Oh, but also I wanted to say, I literally had knots of beer in my stomach on Friday. I was really going crazy. I was like, what do you mean they're off the air?
Knots of fear.
No, I did.
You were sympathizing with our condition?
I couldn't believe what they did. I was just sitting here and going, I couldn't imagine myself in that situation. I was imagining, you know, Frida on the Beltway going, what the heck's going on?
Nah, she's used to it. Hey, hold on. Listen to this. I've just gotten the facts. Hey, thanks for listening.
No problem.
Thanks for calling. Bye, baby. Listen to this. Dear Don and Mike, I like, now what does this mean? I like the retro look, Don.
The retro look, you know, it means that you're going back in time a little bit.
I hope you don't hate me. Oh, that must be a comment on my disco clothes.
Yeah, it's the shirt. It's the shirt.
Well, hold on, before I get to this fact, we were mentioning George Michael again today. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
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 This is Randy.
Hello, Randy. Did Giorgio give us another mention?
Yeah, he was talking to Rippon, I guess it was taped because they were still in England, but he said if Rippon keeps talking to him and you guys, he's going to ruin his reputation.
Pardon me?
What?
Come again?
Could you perhaps replay that? could you perhaps maybe add a few words so we might understand?
Okay.
You're watching George Michael.
George Michael's talking to Rippon.
Yes.
And he said, George says to Mark, he says, Mark, if you keep talking to me and Don and Mike, you're going to ruin your reputation.
Ah, now,
gotcha.
See, all right,
just a few
go.
More words and now
that's
we understand.
Right.
Good story.
First time call.
Nicely done.
All right, good story.
You were able to correct yourself in midstream and then tell us what was really said.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And you guys got screwed in... on Friday, too.
We certainly did.
Appreciate that.
All right. Well, you're right on two counts today.
All right. Take care.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye, Randy.
All right.
Get lost. Dear Don and Mike, I like the retro look, Don. I hope you don't hate me once I tell you what I did, for I am a loyal listener. Immediately when you called for the police, 5 minutes into the situation during Friday's show, I thought the only people who would be calling the police for you would be listeners like me. So I called the Memphis police, just as you asked. In retrospect, though, I'd like to apologize for calling in the Memphis cops on Friday. Do you mean to tell me that this is how the police arrived, by one of our listeners calling them?
I think that there were probably several calls, but that listener probably, it might very well have been one of the very first.
When the security guard first came up to you, acting like he was going to try to kick you guys out, I figured the cops will protect you, right? I called the Memphis police, not the emergency number. I called the non-emergency number, and I was transferred to the precinct near Graceland. The cop I talked to was very nice. At this point, he hadn't heard of your disturbance yet. Anyway, I was polite and emphasized that it was not an emergency, but I was in Washington, D.C. listening to you guys, and I was worried about your security across the street from Graceland. I said that security was giving you a hard time, you had a permit to broadcast, and wouldn't they like to send a car to help you out? By the way, after they pulled your plug on Friday, I called Graceland to protest, and the line was busy, and I put the phone on auto-redial. The phone was busy until late Friday.
Wow.
So I just bagged it. I tried to call this afternoon, but Billy wouldn't let me through.
Aw.
You're my queens. And that is from April in Hyattsville.
Thank you very much, April, and thanks for calling the cops.
No, April, I guess thanks for calling them.
I guess. No, they were nice to us.
Yeah, I guess. All right, thanks, April. Just listen. Don't participate.
There you go.
It's 5:54. More calls about this?
Lots of people want to talk about it.
Yes, indeed. We'll continue the calls about the Memphis riot. Also, the tape coming up in the next few moments of us.
Yeah, 1984.
And not only... just let me say, there's plenty of embarrassment to go around.
Yes.
There's embarrassment for me.
Yes.
There's embarrassment for us as a team.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is embarrassment that you will solely be bearing.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you for the preview. Maybe I'll just wait in the bathroom.
On this tape, you'll also hear David Haynes.
Oh, my goodness.
Kim Anderson.
Wow.
And our hyena-like laughing producer at the time, John Nolan. And I think that is perhaps the most annoying part about our show when we first started on WAVA, since we were doing a morning zoo.
Johnny Nolan. Johnny Metro, as we used to call him.
We used to have John stand in the back of the room and laugh really loud at anything that is said. Plus, he would constantly hit the snare drum and the cymbal.
It was the wake-up crew.
If I heard it today, I'd puke. If I heard it on the radio, I swear to God, I would upchuck.
Well, but I mean, you're going to hear it today, and so you might very well puke.
Yes, I might.
Oh, dear.
More calls coming up, and then the tape of us from like 8 years ago.
Get the bags.
556 WJFK. And now here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Earthquake. The National Earthquake Center in Golden, Colorado reports a quake centered near Big Bear, California at just before 5 this evening. The quake was felt in Los Angeles and Palm Springs. The preliminary reading is 4.7 on the Richter scale. Mount Pinatubo, meanwhile, continues to simmer in the Philippines, spewing small amounts of lava. Experts aren't sure when it'll happen, but they predict a violent eruption soon. An eruption last year killed 700 people. It's also being blamed for the record cool temperatures this summer, the ash being spewed into the atmosphere, and the record amount of rain in the Washington area in the month of July. Nearly 7.25 inches fell at Dulles in this past month. That's twice the norm. The Republican Party has finished its platform, a platform that attacks the Democrats by name 125 times, while portraying the GOP as the party of family values, tax cuts, and wise foreign policy. Republican Chairman Rich Bond opened the convention and set the tone.
Bill Clinton, who along with his running mate, was described by the Washington Post as the heartthrobs of the heartland. Let me do a quick poll here. Does anyone here agree with the Washington Post on that point? I didn't think so, because Bill Clinton is the heartburn of the heartland.
Tonight, Ronald Reagan speaks, asking the delegates to win one more for the Gipper. The president, meanwhile, is on his way to Houston after addressing some veterans in Indianapolis today, praising the courage of those who fought in Desert Storm.
Courage will be of no use if fighter planes can only be found in museums and our ships are all in mothballs. And when it comes to defending our country, my loyalty lies not with the Gallup polls, but with our young people who must gallop in the way of danger.
The Clinton campaign is ready for all the Clinton bashing that's expected during the convention, and it's calling on the president to fire his campaign chairman and the United States treasurer, who over the weekend called Clinton a skirt chaser.
You have to make the president live up to his word. He said quite clearly, we want our campaign out of this business, and anybody who's doing it will be fired.
Clinton campaign officials say the president promised no sleeves in his campaign, and that if he is a man of his word, he'll keep that promise. The stock market closed lower today in moderate trading. The Dow dropped 4 points. And the owner of a hair salon in Annandale says if you're unemployed, the haircuts are free. The owner of Hair Mechanics says she hears every day about people losing their jobs, so today she gave away 6 haircuts. And she says the offer will last at least until after the presidential election or until she sees a rise in her customers' morale. And you've heard of people buying those little vials of Elvis sweat? Well, you may soon be able to buy the perspiration of other celebrities. Researchers at the University of Colorado started with country singer Sammy Kershaw. They made him wear star-shaped cotton pads under his armpits at a recent concert. Thoroughly soaked, the pads were then packed in dry ice and rushed to the school's health sciences center. A lab technician then spent half a day extracting Kershaw's essence from the pads, which, by the way, he says wasn't too offensive. A New York company called Star Clone plans to sell the cologne for $18 for a 2-ounce bottle starting next month. At 6:01, WJFK Sports and Weather next. WJFK Sports, the Orioles open a series with the Seattle Mariners tomorrow at home. The O's are off today after yesterday's 15-2 drubbing by Kansas City. The Birds may reactivate catcher Chris Hoyles in time for tomorrow's game, depending on his ability to throw. Hoyles has been out with a broken wrist after being hit by a pitch. WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight with a low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now 72 in Washington, 70 in Baltimore, 74 in Philadelphia, 61 in Boston.
Mm.
This buzzcast brought to you on WJFK-FM by Pizza Hut Delivery with over 60 metro locations. I'm Buzz Burbank on WJFK.
Come on, Chuck. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out. But until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden box of the smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
That's JFK.
Thank you, buddy. He can't be bothered with our silly formatics. He's much too busy wrapping his lips around the next can of Ready Whip.
There you go. He's Mr. Ready Whip. Giggle, giggle.
His intern, Ted,
The guy drives into work, and you look at his car and go, what does Ted have in the back of his car? Is the back of his car so weighted down?
Right.
Mike, hundreds of cans of Ready Whip ready for a buzz to suck the nitrous oxide right out of him.
Is that why Ted always smells like stale whipped cream?
Yeah. It's a minute after six. Hey, listen to this fact.
Yes?
Dear Don and Mike, on Friday I called Graceland and was connected to Mr. David Beckwith.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the jerk that gave us permission to do the show down there.
Right.
I expressed my displeasure. Hey, pick that up, would you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I expressed my displeasure, and he stated that you, Don and Mike, were using their electricity and their facilities, and you had no right to cause problems. I asked how he felt about security roughing up Diana, and Mr. Beckwith said, quote, she must have tripped.
Oh, yeah.
He said that people like myself should get a life. Nice insult, isn't it? Love your show. Let's get those Graceland Nazis.
Yeah.
Your loyal listener.
Get them, boys.
Mark McCormick.
Thank you, Mark.
That is the number. Oh, and the number of the call is 901-332-3322.
It's that easy.
Let me see. We have more calls about this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, hi. I just called to let you know I just got done calling Graceland, and I got a tape of me speaking to them.
Now, hey, what do I care if it's against the law, right?
What's that? What?
Is it against the law to record somebody's phone call and then play it without their permission if we don't make the phone call?
Yes. It is. I mean, I'm just giving you an honest answer.
I shouldn't have asked.
Well, but you see, that's the problem.
I shouldn't have asked.
You shouldn't have asked.
Well, let's listen. I tell you what, we're going to forget that I ever asked.
Okay.
We'll do commercials, come back, and I'm going to pretend not like I'm hanging up on you, but I'm really just putting you on hold, okay? So when we come back from the commercials, as soon as I pick up this line, boom, you play the tape of your phone call to Memphis, and that way nobody will be the wiser.
Sounds good.
All right? You can always get around the rules.
It's that easy.
All right, thanks. Hold on a second. I mean, I'm hanging up on you.
I know.
Got it?
Yeah, got it.
All right, I'm hanging up on you because I could never play the call of somebody without their permission, for goodness sakes. Just hang up on him, Mike.
You hung up on that last guy?
Not really. We'll be right back, and we'll answer that and all the rest of the calls here at 6:03.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
God, I have just discovered my reason to live tonight.
What's that?
That's right, football on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's playing tonight?
Buffalo and Detroit.
You logged a lot of football over the weekend, didn't you?
Sure did, my good man.
All right.
It was the game that started right as we left Memphis. That would be Denver and Miami. I watched a few moments of that.
There you go.
And, of course, Saturday night I watched the Giants and the Browns.
Good game?
No, not really. And then Sunday also not a good game,
yes.
The Redskins game.
Yeah, but it's preseason. You have to remember that.
Highly boring. And this is my training camp right now as I am working my buttocks into that hardened, tightened form that it will need for 6 hours of nonstop sitting.
This is the tough part of the season for you when you have to, you basically have to pop the blisters that are on your buttocks, and then they callus up, and by mid-season, you've got calloused buttocks that are ready for hours and hours of chair sitting.
I know you don't think I'm very active, but this is my active season right now.
This is it. This is when you get jacked up, and your thumb also begins to bleed a little bit.
Oh, that's right, for the remote control. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, good afternoon.
It's 6:08, and now, hey, we ran out of music. Here's
Can I point something out here?
No.
I just wanted you to know this. When you giggle like that, when you really laugh, you know your whole belly, the baby and everything. I mean, you give that baby a roller coaster ride when you start. I didn't know that your tummy goes up so far.
You want to see me shake?
Wow. Boy, that baby's ready to come out.
Say shake.
Shake, baby, shake.
Right, we have two calls about Memphis standing by, so let's dive into this traffic.
Okay. In Prince George's County, both the inner and outer loop look pretty good from Hoxton Hill to College Park. John Hanson Highway, outbound looks pretty good. BW Parkway, you might find some delays at the Pepsi plant due to an earlier disabled vehicle. Police still working an accident on the outer loop at 355. Another accident, Veers Mill at Connecticut. The East Coast Highway is jam-packed between Grub and Beach Drive. A couple of incidents there. Stevie Bridgewater with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. Del Atlantic Mobile offers cellular phones for as low as $199 when you sign an annual contract. This is a limited offer. Other charges apply. Call 1-800-255-BELL.
I love this theme.
Who doesn't? Bring on an all-time low 67.
Hey, it's our tribute to Fred at Red Fox.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Fred J. Sanford, period.
Right. Chance to rain tomorrow. High 82.
WJFK.
Here we go, 72 in WJFK land. We got this tape of us from, now we can't decide it, it's 1984. When did we start working together? 85?
Was it 85? It was December, I know that.
Well, the tape is from Christmas time, so I believe, and on the tape we're calling ourselves the New Morning Zoo.
Right.
So it had to be maybe from the fall, the winter of, the early winter of 1985.
Yeah.
A tape that...
Or 84.
How many years, is it coming up this year will be our 7th anniversary together?
Yeah.
So you can't figure it out, wait a minute.
85.
Thank
okay.
you. Billy Reed, mathematician to the
Thank
stars.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you. We didn't know.
1985. Anyway, you'll be hearing that tape, and my, is it depressing.
Yes, it is.
In a few moments on JFK, more with Graceland coming up here. Oh, and we are going to Carlisle on Wednesday.
Yes, and we're taking a busload of folks up there.
That's right. And it's going to be party. It's going to be food. It's going to be hookers, guns.
Fire trucks.
You name it. We're going to have it on the WJFK party bus.
You bet.
To Carlisle, and we'll be qualifying a couple of people for those exclusive seats on the bus to come up and party with us before the end of the show today.
Including a couple of human sacrifices on the bus trip all the way up there.
Plus, if we have time, we're going to try to get a real-life transvestite today on the line with that transvestite number.
All right.
And also, I've got a new 1-900 number. I saw the ad on TV over the weekend for Monty Hall's new Let's Make a Deal line.
Oh, we get to play the game.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, and before we get to the calls about Elvis, and there are lots of them. Here now are a couple of items about Elvis Week and the Death Week concluding.
Yes.
The annual pilgrimage to Memphis for Elvis Presley Death Week is over. Elvis Death Week ended yesterday with a gathering at Graceland, Elvis's former residence. Thousands of fans visited the mansion to mark the 15th anniversary of Elvis's death. In the end, his grave was covered with flowers and teddy bears.
Teddy bears.
The highlight of the week was a candlelight vigil. 10,000 people participated. And many fans attending Elvis Presley events in Memphis have begun speaking out against those who criticize Elvis for his drug use.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Elvis died of heart disease, but medical reports say a long-time addiction to prescription drugs hastened his death.
Of course it did.
Teresa Green of Alabama says Elvis, quote, was only human. Makes mistakes like all people do. Those who are defending Elvis put their thoughts on paper. We've written a poem called Don't Criticize Elvis to Me.
Oh, just let the guy rest.
And then they don't... Hey, what a ripoff. They give you the story, then they don't give you the... Where's the poem?
We don't get to hear the poem?
Where's the poem?
I love you, Elvis. You are my queen. Elvis and all your Elvisness. We salute you for your musical ability and your contributions to the goodwill of men, including Richard Nixon, who gave you the federal agent badge that you loved and treasured, Elvis. Oh, king of mine, Elvis, you queen.
Elvis, even though you are dead, I wish we could be near. Oh, Elvis, I know there's a bug living inside your ear. Well, here we go. Let's dive into the calls now.
Good poetry.
More calls about Elvis. Where's the guy?
Oh, the guy that I was... The guy that I was going to talk to, but not talk to.
Hello?
Hello.
WJFK. I have no idea who this is on the phone, and I have no idea what kind of tapes you could possibly be playing me. What is this call, Mike?
I'm not sure.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to find out what happened with Don and Mike on Friday. Well, they were asked to leave. They were on private property, and they were insulting our guests, and they would leave, so we had to put a problem. Okay, well, I was listening to the broadcast, and it didn't seem that they were having any problems. Well, they were. Some of our guests were complaining, and they were being rather rude. So we said we had to ask them to leave, and they wouldn't, so we had to...
Mike, just let me break in here by saying that sounded to me like a call that somebody recorded when they called Memphis.
Yeah, we can't be really sure. You know, it was the quality of the tape was kind of difficult to decipher. You know, certainly if we thought it was that kind of call, we wouldn't air it.
Hello, WJFK.
Don.
Yes, I am.
And Mike.
Yes.
I just called, wanted to call and let you guys know that young Mr. Beckwith has lost his sense of humor.
Oh, did you call him?
Yes, I asked for him by name.
How long ago did you speak to him?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, really? Where'd you call that? At the main Graceland number?
Well, I called at the number you gave me and said, Mr. Beckwith, please, like I knew what I was doing, and she passed me right through, and he answered the phone.
Now, let me give everybody a little history. This jerk, David Beckwith, is the guy that originally was our contact at Graceland, the guy who gave us the permit and all the legal papers and worked out the satellite arrangements.
And what did he say to you?
Well, if it was on tape, I wouldn't be able to play it.
No, well, what did he say?
He hurled some profanities your way.
If you get to the cuss words, just give us the first letter.
Just as I was hanging up the phone, I heard a word that started with an F.
An S?
An F.
An F.
F as in friendly?
Like fire truck.
Fire truck. Well, what did he say to you? What? So you said what to him? He picked up the phone and he said, hello, David Beckwith.
And I said that the people at Graceland were rude, and the treatment Don and Mike got, they didn't deserve. And that was the end of what I had to say, and as I started to hang up on him, then that's when he started to say his part.
Okay. Was it kind of like, did he say thank you?
No.
Did he say those thanking guys?
Mm-mm.
Did he say F you?
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, just for future reference, when we say thank you, that's usually what that means.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. Hello, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Of course you didn't.
Hello, WJFK.
Oh, am I on the line?
Yes, hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I called up and I asked for public relations department, and after she was telling me all the reasons I got rid of you, I asked him.
Hold on now. I'd like to know from somebody who can string a complete sentence together.
Okay.
And you sound like you can. When you called and they said we were kicked out, why did they say they kicked us out?
They said that you were making fun of the guests and some women were starting to cry and you were insulting the memory of Elvis.
I didn't see anybody cry.
Me either.
Well, and plus that's...
Insulting the memory of Elvis. Who the hell is making money off this dead guy?
Who makes the rule?
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to have a gasket here, but some people who make money off a dead guy for 15 years have the nerve to tell us this? Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm totally kidding. But the thing with Diana, I said, well, how do you justify them roughing Diana up? What? How do you justify them even grabbing her? They should have just waited for the police to come if they...
Right.
Thought if there was going to be an altercation, they should have stepped back and waited for the
good point.
And they said?
And they said, well, no one touched her. She, in her zeal to take the microphone and shove it in someone's face to instigate something, she tripped over a wire. And I said, well, I listened to the broadcast.
We've got tape.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
And I think that
the behind-the-scenes
really
effort that we're going to make is going to take charge, I think. We're going to start going on the behind-the-scenes efforts now.
With the incredible Infinity Lawyer team.
Aha.
All right.
Well, you know, I want to say one thing, though.
Yes.
It really was not very wise of them to send over security guard, because how are you to know who has the authority?
Exactly.
Precisely.
Exactly.
Very well thought out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Hello, WJFK.
Oh, hi, Don. Hi,
yes.
Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Like the young lady that just called, I called up and asked for the PR department, and I just want to say, as far as having a life, the reason I did this is I just figured you guys work so hard for us.
Oh, no, hey, and we think anybody who calls up there for us, for goodness sakes, you certainly do have a life, at least in our eyes. This is what the idiot at Graceland said.
Well, I wanted to do my part, so I called and asked for the PR department, and they asked what it was in reference to, and I told them it was the Don and Mike situation. So, after being transferred, somebody said that a gentleman got on the phone and asked what it was in reference to, and again, I said the Don and Mike situation, and he said, well, we'll have someone get back to you. And he asked for my name and my number, which I gave him.
Yeah.
And I asked him before getting off the phone, and who am I speaking to? And he gave me the name of Don Johnson. And I just think if they're going to give a fictitious name, maybe they should go with Michael Eisner.
There you go.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Yeah, he and Melanie Griffith are down there working security.
Yeah, they have those little name. They have the little name tags, too.
Hello, WJFK.
Don Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yes?
You guys had the paperwork from Mr. Beckwith.
Mm-hmm.
How come they still kicked you off? You guys filed the paperwork.
Here's the way it was explained to me. When the cop showed up, the cop said, I don't care what kind of paperwork you've got.
They can do anything they want because it's their private property.
The people who own the property say they don't care if you have a contract or not, you have to get off.
Oh, really?
And they said if we wanted to settle up with them, we would have to settle up in court.
Oh, you guys are going to go all the way?
Sir,
to, huh?
Sir, it's going to be, where have you heard this before? A $15 million lawsuit. Tell me where you might have heard that before. A slanderous lawsuit that's full of holes, that's right. $15 million worth.
Right,
good number.
Million.
And Don just pulled that number out of the air.
Right off the top of my head. I don't know
okay,
where it
thank
came
you.
From. Thank you. Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Listen, I spent 5 weeks down in Memphis for corporate training, and we went down to Graceland for a weekend just for something to do, and I knew you guys were going to run into some trouble down there because we were making fun of Elvis the whole time, and people were looking at us like... we had come from another planet or something. It was absolutely hysterical. And you have my permission to get my share as far as my admission fee back in your lawsuit.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we deliver it to you personally.
That'd be great.
That'd be $15 million and 10. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, pretty good. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Cool. You guys were talking about all these transvestites and stuff.
Well, they're changing subjects, but yes, we do have the 1-900-TRANSVESTITE hotline, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we've been trying to get our hands on, well, not really our hands on, but in touch with a real transvestite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, I just want to pass on a compliment for your shows the last couple of weeks. I've been unemployed, and it's been a real pickup in the afternoon to, you know, listen to you guys as I'm driving around trying to find jobs and stuff. It's been a real... real big fun thing.
Do you need a haircut? Did you hear Buzz's story about that place where you can get free haircuts?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to head down there tomorrow. Something different to do.
Good.
But I appreciate it. You guys had a wild time in Memphis.
You're my queen.
Yeah, you're my queen. Matter of fact, I was DJing Saturday night, and I hate to say it, but I was using that as I was playing Elvis.
Hey, then you're not so unemployed.
Yeah.
So you're sort of unemployed, but not. You have something part-time.
That's true. I'm definitely... part-time DJ.
All right, you're my part-time queen.
Yeah, great, guys. Well, keep up the good work.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Bye, man.
All right, bye.
Bye, man. Hello, WJFK. Last call.
I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Is this Buddy?
Buddy.
The driver.
Buddy the limo driver?
You got it.
Hi, Buddy.
How you doing, Buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wondered, did these guys violate any FCC violations when they cut you off the air?
No, sir.
They did.
No, don't think.
Don't worry about it, Buddy.
Okay. Well, next time y'all go someplace, let me know. I'll go there and back y'all up.
Hey, buddy, you're a big enough guy to do that.
You got it, buddy. See you later.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
All right, that was our good buddy.
What's his name again?
Bloody.
Oh, that's right.
Last name, Boy.
That's right, Bloody.
Buddy Boy,
621. Well, thanks for the calls, folks. I think that we've covered the Graceland situation in its entirety.
Yep.
And we will... let you know what happens behind the scenes with the legal action, getting the satellite money back, Diana's lawsuit, whatever.
And we want to thank Buddy for calling in with that that last tip-in.
What was that guy's name again?
He's the nutty guy they call, Nutty Buddy.
621. Hey, it's Nutty Buddy. It's the tape I've got. You want to talk nutty?
Oh, I'm really, you know, in a weird, sick way, I'm looking forward to hearing this tape.
You won't be. You won't be once it rolls.
Okay.
Don and Mike, circa 1975. Folks, we are going to show you the incredible progress we have made, not only as humans,
right,
but as DJs.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you like the idea of Don and Mike squirming, well, you're going to get that. Your fantasy will be fulfilled.
That's right. Somebody better call Jack Diamond. This will be the only time he could ever make fun of us. When we play it, thank you.
Yeah.
Play a tape from 1985. Next year, WJFK 622.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJSK.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don?
Going to Carlisle.
We certainly are. We're having a big bus trip up there on Wednesday.
Wednesday, we're going to be doing our show live outside the gates of Dickinson College, another one of our many trips where we have not quite been given total access, but what the heck, we're going to be right outside Dickinson College with the Redskins as they get set to break training camp. We're going on Wednesday.
Kind of a radio pep rally.
We're going to be bringing a big busload of wild partying Redskins fans with us.
Right.
And our trip is sponsored by the good folks at Jerry's Ford.
Yes, you want your car to have the best care possible, and so does Jerry Glanville's Ford in Annandale.
Jerry Van Dyke says he has quality care service to ensure that when your car needs special care, it gets it.
Jerry Ford's Ford service technician aren't just experienced, they're Ford trained.
All right. Jerry Burns, former coach of the Vikings.
There you go.
Jerry Burns says his technicians have hundreds of hours with high-tech training under the belt, and they're up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
So visit Geriatrics Ford in Annandale.
No, that doesn't count. Geriatrics doesn't count.
All right, so visit Jerry Lewis's Ford in Annandale, Virginia, for quality care. After all, it may be your car,
but it's still their little baby.
If Jerry's not there, ask for Tom. Anybody out there remember Tom and Jerry?
Here you go. For more information on quality care, call 703-256-5000.
Mike, that's 703-256-5000. Well, whatever.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, they're sponsoring our trip.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
You got me with Jerry Glanville, my friend.
There you go. 703-256-5000. That's the number. Jerry's Ford sponsoring our trip to Carlisle. Rain on and off tonight, low 67. More chance of rain tomorrow in the high 82. It's 72 right now. Here's Stevie.
Good afternoon. Westbound on the east-west freeway, you'll find delays between Grub and Beach Drive. Police still working on a couple of incidents there. Look out for a disabled vehicle outbound Sousa Bridge. On the outer loop, traffic is slow from 193 as you make your way to Springfield. Police working an accident on the inner loop between 66 and Route 7. Also look out for a disabled vehicle, Cabin John, and the Claire Barton Parkway. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. All right, at 628, let me start up the WJFK Wayback Machine again.
This is going to be very painful.
Now, I am moving, as you know. I purchased a home in Northern Virginia.
Yes.
Dale City, if you must know.
Okay, you're moving to the big Dale City area with your camouflage pants.
And we're now starting to go through junk in our basement, junk in our drawers, trying to find the stuff that we're going to be tossing.
What are you going through your drawers for?
Well, you never know what kind of junk you're going to find in your drawers, Mike. And yesterday we were going through a bunch of stuff in the basement, and my wife said, look at this tape I found. This tape that is almost 7 years old.
Oh, dear.
We put it on, and I immediately started to shake and convulse. My nose started to bleed.
This is squirm time for you and I.
And some kind of squeege was coming out of my ears.
Spooge?
Yeah.
All right.
So I had a real bad reaction. If you ever really, really wanted to hear us when we were really, really jive DJs.
We were the jivest.
Now is your chance.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Dick.
I believe I have been working afternoons at WAVA for about 4 or 5 months. They switched me to the morning show. They put Mike and I together, and we were known as the New Zoo.
The New Zoo.
All right, listen, folks, as we now prove that we can laugh at ourselves.
Okay.
Let's see how long this tape lasts. Let me also say that the problem is not with the tape, that you will not be able to understand what we're saying, because we're doing the DJ thing!
Woo!
We'll try not to stop the tape anymore.
All in 105, WABA, Stevie Wonder, on the New Zoo. I'm Don Geronimo at 20 minutes after 8.
I am a part-time lover. I got lots of part-time lovers.
You smell like a barnyard animal, Julio.
Because I love my part-time lover.
My friend Julio and Glazen, please get him out here. Now, let's rock. Thank you, let's rock. It's 20.
The hits keep coming.
All here at 105 WABA Osgood Hall. I'm a family man. I got the wood on the side of my station wagon. You can always tell a guy whose wife runs his life.
Yeah.
When you see a guy out by himself trying to be cool, driving like a country squire wagon.
Yeah, you're going to tweak it down.
Pulling up to the light.
Hold on a second. I got to say, you know, the speed of this, I must say, is just a little accelerated because of the transfer.
Hey, baby.
Honey, what do you want me to get it?
Sure.
20.
Apparently we're going to have to hear it at the slightly accelerated rate of speed, Mike. I can't really figure it out.
That'll be fun. I think it adds to the overall effect.
Bird just got his phone off the hook. Yeah, maybe this time he put it back on. Even if we get that recording, it would be okay this time around.
Well, it's called Babe Laufenberg.
Oh, babe, come on.
Babe.
You know, it's 25 after 8. Wake up, babe.
Babe Laufenberg, our favorite Redskins quarterback. Please wake up, babe. I hate it when that happens.
Of course, he's got something recorded for you right there.
Oh. Well, let's take it then. And I believe, babe, just picked up that telephone. Hello, babe?
You've heard of Montana to Clark, Theismann the Monk. Now, out of the shadows, out of nowhere. They thought he was retired. They thought he was history. Babe Laufenberg to Don Geronimo. Never before seen in the history of the NFL.
What station do I work at, babe?
WAVA 105 FM.
You see, it's that NFL telephone that he's got because he's a quarterback. got one of those telephones that got, like, no distortion on it. It was fabulous.
Incredible.
WAVA 25 passes.
Oh, yeah.
First off, even though the tape is going fast, perhaps you can hear the annoying laugh in the background.
It sounds something like this.
That's going to be on the tape constantly.
Oh, no.
Here we go now. Medic Center. Folks, this was a long time ago. We like to think we've progressed past this. We're playing it so you'll respect us more now.
Some would say we've regressed, but it's not true when you listen to this tape.
And at this time, we were considered like one of the best zoos in America.
That's right.
December holiday sale, now in progress at all six of the Cosmetic Center.
Hey, Margie Lou.
WAVA 27 past 8. Let's go to David. Don't call me Dave Haynes.
Good morning, Washington. Time now, 827. I'm David Haynes with the WAVA 105 second news update.
Dave, wow.
Did you notice that?
Are you in a garbage can or something?
I think he's on Mars.
It's this equipment in here this morning. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Hey, the chipmunk.
All right, David.
It's like some of that equipment in the military. You got to give it a good...
Hold on a second. Before your
kick, and
before,
then it works. You
before
know?
Your newscast, let's check in with the WAVA engineers to see if they're fixing that problem. Guys?
Why, you dummy.
Oh, there you go.
Don't you dare hit me.
It was quite the master of the wacky tape, wasn't it?
I got it.
Well, don't worry, though, Mike. One of your great impressions is coming up.
Oh, no.
So don't laugh too loudly.
Okay.
Why don't you do things right?
There you go. Is it fixed?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Isn't that amazing? It worked.
28 past 8.
It's like this jumbo jet that lost the wing this morning. Let's find out how they're carrying traffic. Kim?
Well, out in Montgomery County, it's slow going, David. This traffic update brought to you by Dial Doctors. Some problems on 270 inbound. We did have an accident.
I'm just gonna go past Kim's part.
Okay, you're dying to get to the part where I do the impression, right?
Yeah, you're Maurice.
Oh, no.
Just wait.
What? Has traffic slowing before Route 50?
Yeah, okay.
Because of that, I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
WAVA, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time is 8:30. It's sports time with Maurice. And get this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh, no.
Maurice now has a sponsor.
We got a sponsor.
Yes, Maurice with Sports is brought to you by Heartbeat Figure Salons. Take it away, Maurice.
It's fitness centers, David. Heartbeat Fitness Centers. Get my sponsor right.
All right, fitness centers.
David, did you know the average American woman gains 8 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day?
No.
That makes me ill.
Me too.
The most successful promotion in the history of Heartbeat Fitness Centers.
You don't have to look at Buzz. You don't have to make it worse. You're sitting there looking at Buzz like,
I can't look at you.
Why don't you guys just elbow each other a little bit?
Through this weekend, you can join any Heartbeat for a one-time fee, and it's nothing. $49. It's fantastic. Oh. Then all you have to do is pay $1 per...
This is only the commercial. You've still got the whole sports cast to go.
I'm looking forward to it.
No catches. They're all there.
This isn't the same Maurice that I used to... I mean, it's like before I started doing them in a certain way.
As you go. The only commitment...
Sounds exactly the same to me, Maurice.
Shut up.
Now, Washington women have been responding. Great numbers. Heartbeat features exercise.
I want to go away.
Just for women. Of course, I can use it sometimes. Saunas, private showers, and personalized service.
A 3-minute commercial.
Heartbeat is famous for. Heartbeat has locations in Marlboro, Carrollton, Greenbelt, Rockville, and Bowie. You can call 731-5900. And ladies, this offer absolutely will end this Saturday. So get your buns over there, okay? Oh, I don't believe somebody is actually paying you to read their commercials, Maurice. Oh, stop it, John. Don.
John.
Pig.
Hey.
You're such a pig. You're a beast, and so are you, David. Happy Monday, though. I told you the Tiger Stripes just don't cut it in RFK Stadium. And yesterday, those nasty Bengal guys found out the hard way. It was our skin squeaky...
Thank you.
Only because I like you. I'll fast forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Remember who's the one that likes you on this show.
That's right. Thank you. I owe you.
7 to 24.
All right. I owe you on that one. That was enough pain.
In other sports, like...
You got a lot of airtime.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Hey, there's some of that good shtick where we use the snare drum, huh?
Snare drum and the laughter.
Your equipment.
Oh,
I've always heard your equipment. No, I'm not going to say that.
What was that sound? Where'd that come from?
This equipment in shape, can't you, Maurice?
Oh, David.
Maurice, with sports was brought to you by Heartbeat Fitness Centers.
Thank you.
And WAVA Washington weather for meteorologist Bill Kamal. Going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, high of 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 28. Temperature now 30 in America's greatest city. Like they used to do in old Top 40 radio, I could say just ahead of much more music on the John
Geronimo Michael Mira Show.
Oh.
I'm David Haynes, 105 W.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
AVA!
And I would never go near your equipment, okay? Dave, I'm glad to see you. I'm working on those comedy skills over the weekend. And as for you, Don Geronimo, you are a pig.
No, you're a pig, Maureen.
You are a pig. That's all there is to it. 8:33 at the new zoo.
I've been
hey, you're pretty tight at the new zoo. Embarrassing, you bet!
ABA?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, no. Hello.
Hey, man, I got somebody who wants to see Special K, babe.
Somebody wants to talk to Special K?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on in, Special K.
Hey, chill out, homeboy.
You ready? Yeah, give me a second, man. Just give me a second, man.
Yeah, Buzz is having his head cocked like the RCA dog.
I don't blame him. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it, Buzz?
Like, Buzz listening to this go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
you know what? This pulled an 8-chair.
Sure did, gang.
What is this guy saying? who was that? Brother Luke, I believe.
Brother Luke, baby, you guys are heavy.
Yeah. We're licking
and singing
like Popeye's chicken. Thanks for listening to the new zoo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ciao.
That's the other thing we used to do a lot was saying stuff together. Like it's licking and sticking.
Like Popeye's chicken.
Popeye's chicken.
That's
yeah.
Stupid.
All hit 105 WAVA Buckwheat at 8:41 on the New Morning Zoo. I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And it's 19 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Hey.
And my wife, Frida, has hurt my feelings.
How did she do that?
You know, we called her a minute ago to get an update on what she thinks of the show.
What'd she say?
She told me that I sound, what was the word?
Sound retarded?
Is
this the first adrenaline?
This is
the first show?
Probably among the first week of shows, I
think.
That's because you have 14...
I can't understand why that would happen.
You had 14 Coca-Colas.
You want to know how many big gulps, super big gulps, I have had since 5:30 this morning?
These are huge. These things are massive.
I'm working on the third one right now. No wonder I sound like I'm talking fast breathing because Diet Coke's got a lot of caffeine, and I want to tell you, I feel like a laboratory rat.
Can we get Don a keg of soda here, please?
It is 8:41 at WAVA. We have the Christmas Wish coming up after 9 a.m., a chance for somebody to win their wildest fantasy, and crooks are stupid.
Yeah.
After we check in with the boomer.
This traffic update is...
The boomer! Hey, the boomer. You tell him it, man.
4193, the end of loop to the road.
Hey, the boomer! You
can guess I'm on the side of the bridge now.
Boy, we were awful.
How much more is on this thing? Oh, what's that?
Getting up to the 11th Street Bridge and staying slow westbound on the freeway over towards South Capitol Street. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Time now for America's favorite comedy feature. We like to call it Crooks Are Stupid!
Oh, enough.
Yeah. Those were the days, my friend.
There you go. Hey, aren't we good now, huh?
Aren't we good now? I never knew the laugh that John had was... He did that all the time, didn't he?
That's right, man. That's a shine you do on a show and it's not really funny, Mike.
You do that so people think you're funny, man.
Oh, God.
Be right back.
I'm going to be sick.
WJFK, I told you.
Oh, 641.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Quarter till 7. Buzz will have news. Qualify somebody for our trip to Carlisle here in a couple of minutes on WJFK. Now here's Stevie with sometimes reliable traffic.
Good evening. If you're on the top half of the Beltway, the drive is pretty good on the inner loop from Bethesda to Silver Spring. Southbound 395 is a slow drive off Mountain to the Beltway, but you'll want to line up early on the inner and outer loop to go southbound on 95. Heading westbound on the east-west freeway, look out for an accident at Beach Drive. Also, Clara Barton Parkway at Cabin John Interchange. There's a disabled vehicle there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve Marino. Quarter until 7 for me. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, when is Don and Mike taking their trip up to Carlisle?
We are going Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right.
All right, son.
Thanks a lot.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Hello, WJFK. Oops, I'm sorry. Somebody else there? Hello?
Yes. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, that's for the listen.
Okay, thank you. I just heard that during...
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15, all right. I'll accept the call for a 15-year-old.
Go ahead, 15-year-old.
I just heard during mid-spring that Zach Diamond was doing a feature called Crooks Are Stupid. And I thought it was an original idea.
Jack, thank you. And really, whenever you refer to him on the show, can you refer to him as his proper name, Harvey Joel Fisher?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Harvey Joel Fisher.
Yeah, and, that's better. That's better. Thank you. Hey, we're looking at chicken. Like Popeye's chicken.
Thank you.
Jack, I'm Jack Diamond, alias Harvey Joel Fisher. Crooks Are Stupid, a totally new and original idea I got for my show. Because I care. I have a gun, you know. Thank you. I'm 3 feet tall, you know.
JFK.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Good news. I got the fax number for Graceland.
Oh! All right, way to go. You've been doing your homework.
Yeah, hey, let's escalate this thing, you know. Let's, like, throw the real technology in. 1-901-332-1636.
You know what, my good man? I believe you've got it. Give it to me one more time.
901-332-1636.
Do you have a Nintendo?
No, I don't. What I have a computer with a fax board in it.
I was going to give you a Nintendo game. How about, well, next best thing I can do? How about tickets to see Ray Charles?
Where at?
Does it matter? At Wolf Trap.
Sure.
Okay. Wonderful evening.
Sounds so wonderful.
Well, you're not enthused about that prize?
Yes, I'm enthused.
No, forget it. That's how it works. Taking it back. Hello, WJFK.
Don and Mike, glad you're back safely.
Yes.
Tonight's a big night. Everybody gets to see Harry Cohen. We just want to find out what number
is. Yeah, Harry Cohen with the Detroit Lions. Now, didn't he intercept a pass and score a touchdown? Yeah, he did last week.
He did last week. Tonight they're playing again.
All right, now remember, folks, we selected this guy about a month ago as our up-and-coming NFL Player of the Year, Harry Cohen, for the Detroit Lions. Well, listen, because you've called into that, would you like the Ray Charles tickets?
I'd love it.
All right, a pair of tickets to see Ray Charles at Wolf Trap. I don't think that the girls will be there.
Is that on the 7th? Is that on Wednesday?
I don't know. It's August 18th. Well, you can't make it. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. That's great, because I plan on driving up to Carlisle on Wednesday.
For goodness sakes, it's tomorrow. All right, well, you got the tickets, and thanks for listening.
That's great.
All right, what's your number one station?
WJFK.
And you've never really watched a football game until you've seen Colin in the end zone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
I tell you what, can you imagine the play-by-play? That guy had colon all over it. 6:48. Oh, we do have a... Hold on. Buzz, bear with me.
Okay.
News is coming up, but right after the news, we will give 2 tickets away to join us on the WJFK party bus to Carlisle.
All right.
All right, now we have a total of 36 seats on the bus to give away. The bus is courtesy of TNS Bus Service. For charter, group tour, and package information, please call them in 301-894-3276. On the bus, we will provide food. That's right, barbecue from Red Hot and Blue.
Good stuff.
Hanover pretzels and Saratoga water.
That's right, no soft drinks, just water. We'll give you barbecue and water.
And pretzels.
There you go.
So it's BYOB, I guess.
Absolutely.
Listen, now, if you want to go, we'll give away 2 seats. We will give away the first 2 seats on the party bus.
That means you get to sit in the front of the bus.
Here's what we're going to do when we come back from News with Buzz. We'll take calls until we get the person who sings the most impassioned version of Hail to the Redskins.
We want emotion. We want tears.
Folks, I mean, you got to sing it like you truly mean.
Hail to the Redskins.
You're my queen, man. Something like that. We'll answer the calls and give away a couple of tickets in a moment here on WJFK. Now with the last newscast, where is time going? Here's Buzz.
Burnt dinner and martini time, 6:50.
Those UN weapons inspectors say Iraq has been cooperative this time around. They say they ran into no opposition, and they say they gathered some valuable information about Iraq's ballistic missile program, information they say will come in handy in future inspections. But none of this is keeping the U.S. and its allies from considering an ultimatum ordering Saddam Hussein to stop terrorizing Shiite Muslims or face a military strike. President Bush was hinting at a tax cut when he was interviewed by CNN today. A tax cut. He said there'll be more on that in his acceptance speech at this week's Republican convention. Bush campaign officials say he'll also talk about his plans for the economy without getting too bogged down in details. If there's one thing that has the delegates united at the convention, though, it's the re-election of George Bush. And if there's one thing that divides the convention, it's the subject of abortion. The delegates did adopt, without changes, the platform today, including the call for a constitutional amendment banning most abortions. But California Senator John Seymour couldn't help but mention his own views when he took the podium today. He was booed a little when he proclaimed himself pro-choice.
Today I'm entirely happy with our party platform to be untrue. I, for one, believe that it should be changed. However, there is much, much more in our party's platform that unites us than divides us.
Jack Kent Cooke, meanwhile, is going to the people to get support for his Alexandria Stadium plans. At the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Mr. Cooke paid for the handbills that are now posted on bulletin boards and up in the athletic department. The handbills carry a headline that reads, Stadium, Yes. Permission for the handbills came from Governor Wilder. Mr. Cooke is also turning to the pros for help. He's hired a nationally known pollster, two public relations firms, a law firm, and a lobbying outfit to help push the proposal. Entertainer Wayne Newton today filed for bankruptcy. Newton rose from child star to Las Vegas headliner. Today he's $20 million in debt. The bankruptcy filing includes just about everything Newton owns, including his Arabian horse ranch, his mansion outside Vegas, and his property in Tahoe. And finally, a linguist at Sydney University thinks newcomers' introduction to Australian culture should include a course in swearing. Brian Taylor says there's a lot of profanity in the land down under, but he says a lot of the terms are uniquely Australian, so outsiders might not understand. He believes all language courses for foreign students and immigrants should cover swearing, so people will know when they're being cursed at, or so they won't unwittingly use an offensive expression. Taylor says, it's like teaching sex education in schools. He says, awkward as it is, somebody's got to do it. At 7 till 7, WJFK Sports and Weather, next. WJFK Sports, the Orioles are off tonight after yesterday's 15-2 loss to the Kansas City Royals. The O's play the Mariners tomorrow. That loss yesterday dropped the Birds 3 games back of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays. Coach Gibbs says he enjoyed his first football game abroad. It was the 17-15 loss to the 49ers the coach could have done without. For years, Gibbs refused to play a preseason game in Europe because he feared the distractions, but he agreed this year after a vote by the players showed overwhelming support for the trip. And Harry Colon makes his debut on Monday Night Football tonight.
That's right.
WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight with a low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now, 72 in Washington, 71 in Baltimore, 72 in Philadelphia, and 63 in Boston.
Mm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on W.
5, 4... 3, 2,
JFK.
Thank you, Buzz.
And Geronimo and Michael Mara,
WKFK. 365. All right, now here's the deal. We are going to Carlisle on Wednesday.
The big caravan.
Doing a live broadcast. We're going to fill a bus of people up for a wonderful three-hour drive. Two and a half hours, 3 hours, Carlisle?
Oh, whatever. It's still going to be a good time.
Something like that. Now, tomorrow we will be giving away the majority of the tickets, but just to whet your appetite.
We're going to give away the first two.
That's right. Now, these seats, depending on how you look at a bus ride, are either the best or the worst seats to have.
Exactly.
I know that at times when I was a kid, and heck, even now as I ride our Metro buses throughout our fine city.
And that's really the only way you travel. A lot of people don't know that about you. No subway for Don.
No,
Metro bus
it.
All the way.
I bus it, man.
Yep.
The up front, quite oftentimes, is the most interesting seat on a bus where you get to see what's happening outside, you get to chat with the driver, you get the view of everybody behind you.
Plenty of great visibility.
Now, I'm guessing that this bus will also be
Does the bus have a bathroom on it?
I hope it's got a toilet. I hope it's got a toilet. Does the bus, Diana, do you know if the bus has a toilet or not?
Fully accommodated.
I guess that means a toilet.
Comes with women, I guess, right? All right, well, the bus company is TNS Bus Service. Trust me, we'll make sure we get a big bus.
You say TNA bus?
TNS.
Oh, TNS.
We'll make sure we get a big bus with a nice big commode on it.
Good.
We will have food from Red Hot and Blue, Hanover pretzels, and Saratoga water.
And if the bus doesn't have a head on it, we'll actually bring one of those porta-potties aboard.
All right, now let's take the calls. All you have to do is sing Hail to the Redskins, but we want the most impassioned Hail to the Redskins you can give us.
All right.
Okay? Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Oh, somebody chickened out already.
You lose.
Hello, JFK.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Heather.
This is Heather. Heather, did you dial the phone yourself?
No, my daddy did.
Oh. Your daddy did.
How old are you, Heather?
10.
Where's your daddy at?
Feeding the baby up in his room.
He's feeding his baby. Oh, did your daddy want to talk to us on the radio?
No, I wanted to sing it.
You did?
Aww.
Well, how can we possibly pick against a little 10-year-old girl?
Of course, we've done it before. Yes, we have. It depends on how cruel we're feeling at the time.
All right, let's hear you sing the song. Go ahead.
Okay. Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
Not much passion.
Raise on the warpath.
You bastard.
Fight for all to see. On our passage floor, we want a lot more. Fight on until we have won. Sons of Washington. Rah, rah, rah.
Mm. Oh, I think that was super, and I am not kidding. I don't care what evil Uncle Mike thinks.
Very good, Heather.
That was good, Heather. Hold on a second, honey. We'll let you know if you win or not.
Oh, no, you're going to give it to her, aren't you?
Hello, WJFK. I don't know. We'll see. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, baby?
Just fine. Hi, baby.
You know, I was wondering if you wanted me to sing it in my regular style or in the Elvis rendition, Hail to the Redskins.
Well, whatever you think might win you the tickets.
Well, gee, well, I guess I'll have to go for the Elvis.
All right, try the Elvis. And what's your name, please?
Chrissy.
All right, Chrissy.
Okay.
Good luck, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Hail to the Redskins, the hail victory, oh, bye-bye. Brains on the wall, pass, for only thing.
See, the kid loses.
Yeah.
Scalp and swamp them, we'll take a big score, hello, bye-bye. Weep them, touchdown, we want to hit more. fight on, till you have won. Sons of Washington, rah-rah-rah. Hail to the Redskins, hail to victory, a brave on the warpath, love you, son, for all DC.
You're my queen,
Bravo!
Man.
Bravo!
You're my queen. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Boy, that's two. There are two there. Pretty good right there.
That's right. The kid and the Elvis impersonator.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
WJFK. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kent.
Kent, where are you from?
From Alexandria.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a technical writer.
All right, let's hear your best. Hail to the Redskins.
All right.
Impassioned, please.
Very impassioned.
Hail to the Redskins.
If you want to do it Elvis style, that would be impacted, not impassioned.
Hail victory.
Harry Cohen on TV tonight.
Braves on the warpath. Fight for all DC.
I think he's on Star Search.
I think
Sam
he's
Harris.
He's Peter Allen.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The late Peter Allen.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey,
damn, there you go again, Mike.
You don't cry, please.
Hello. I go to Rio. De Janeiro. Mio Mayo.
Everything old is new again.
Legs diamond. God, did I love the play. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey, we're running late on time. Forget it. Thanks for listening. Let's give them to the kid and the lady, okay?
Good idea. That's right. I was hoping you'd come to that compromise.
Let me see. Are you there, kid? Heather?
Yes.
Are you there? You win.
Thank you,
Dad. Yay! Way to go, Heather.
And now, Chrissy, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you win, too.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
So, Heather, you have your daddy. Do you like the Redskins, Heather?
Yes.
You make sure your daddy brings you down on the bus on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Chrissy, we'll see you there, too.
All right.
All right, listen.
Okay, number one.
All right, there you go, from the mouth of a 10-year-old.
Isn't she
okay,
sweet?
Bye.
All right, Daddy, don't hang up, okay, Heather?
Okay.
All right, you either, Chrissy.
Okay.
Hey, baby, what's your favorite radio station being an adult woman?
Hey, baby.
Say it again.
WJFK.
Come on, say it again, man.
WJFK, baby.
Hold on a second. We'll give away all the rest of the tickets for the bus during tomorrow's show.
All right.
All righty, it's 7 o'clock, and it's almost tofu time.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Holiday.
And this is Coach Joe Gibbs.
Oh, Coach Gibbs. Hey, tough loss over in London the other day, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to prepare for the regular season, Johnny, and, well, that's why I like to spend a lot of time at Worldgate.
Do you really? Hey, Coach, tell me, Johnny Holiday, some of the stuff you like about Worldgate.
Well, of course, they got tennis.
Well, tennis, yeah, they got ace somebody.
But golf is great.
Four?
You know, Pat likes coming in and having lunch and going to the sauna.
Oh, your lovely wife, that's right. In the nude, that's a nude sauna, isn't it?
The basketball course.
The hoops. Oops.
And a big teabagging room.
Teabagging, of course.
Thank you.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
You know what we called, when we called Coach Gibbs last week in London, my wife said to me when I got home, she said, do you think Joe Gibbs knows what teabagging is? I stopped for a second. I said, you can mean Joe Gibbs doesn't know who Madonna is.
That's what we're counting on.
705 WJFK. Boy, you are ready to burst, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, I am.
All right, here she is, ready to drop that baby any moment.
I love watching you laugh, Steve. I tell you, I'm fascinated.
I'm going to turn my back. He's standing here looking at my stomach like a bowl full of jelly over here.
Rain off and on tonight, low 67. More rain tomorrow with a high 82. Hey, we're running late, Steve.
Yeah,
the show's over.
Yeah.
Give me the traffic. 72 right now.
Okay, some late accidents this evening. Route 50 at Prosperity. Police working with an accident there. Westbound 66, just west of 29. Eastbound 56 at Fair Oaks, look out for an accident. Also, outbound Clara Barton at the Cabin John Parkway, accident and clearing stages. Stevie Bridgewater's with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Peace.
Peace, baby.
Peace. See you tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's it. We got to go. Hello, WJFK.
The Don and Mike show is over.
Did you say over?
I sounded like a DJ.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Yeah.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Listen to the news, Zoo.
Hell no!
Hello?
Germans? It ain't the glory.
It ain't over now.
Hello.
Because when the going gets tough.
Hello.
Charlie Warren.
Hey, the news, Zoo. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Burlington.
Kevin.
The tough get going. Who's with me?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let's go.
Oh, Charlie Warren. Stop that. Sorry.
Stop that. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Consider yourself to be a Ray Charles fan?
Yeah, what the hell?
You are now. You want a pair of tickets to see Ray Charles at Wolf Trap? I guarantee it'll be a good show. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night sounds great.
All right, have a great time. Thanks a lot for listening.
Hey, listen, is Harry Carey going to make an appearance back on the LBJ show?
I'll put the request in. Consider it done, sir.
Man, let me tell you, the last time, 2 weeks ago, he was on there, I went in my pants. I was laughing so hard.
Well, thanks, Hagen. Now, that reminds me, we should try to play Jeopardy tomorrow, huh?
Hooray!
Well, we had too much Graceland today. Hey, what's your favorite radio station?
That's WJFK.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my good man. We got to go. Surf is next, back from vacation. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, keep the faxes, keep the phone calls, keep the telegrams coming to Graceland.
Yes.
We'll let you know what the deal is tomorrow. We got to go. And Diana.
Yes.
Station, we still work at, please, my little bruised banana.
Jealous of Hell, 106.7 FM, WJFK.
Thank you, Ann.
So long, everybody.
Good boy.
Don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.